Mark Turner. You know the difference between you and the mental patient who's the coach of the Cardinals? He's yelling, he's right. screaming, he's running around. They go to a shot of Norm on the sidelines. He's sipping his Gatorade. You would get a better reaction from Tom Landry on the sidelines. And I mean Tom Landry as he is now. Dig up Tom Landry's corpse and put a Redskins jacket on him, and you would get more emotion than you get from Norm Turner.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
At 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here?
Robert Jonathan, Hawk Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
You know, every election day I'm reminded of something that Phil told me years ago.
Why? What was it today?
He said, "He who lives by the ass shall soon die by the ass."
Amen.
Remember that when you pull that lever.
The great Phil Hochberg, our 42nd president.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Jamel Anderson and all the ships at sea. America's favorite sex jesters, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie.
We're sex jesters.
Yes, you are.
And hello and thank you for listening, everybody. Coast to coast and nationwide. Hey, don't laugh. This is a real syndicated show via Westwood One. Stock is still trading at over $15 a share.
Yeah.
You tell me not to laugh, and that just gets me going right away.
Don and Mike Show, with the same phone number as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was. Just about any moron with a telephone can call us at 877-365-3636. That's our toll-free number.
New
episode today, and it's Tuesday. November 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Erection Day.
Yeah, the big erection today.
What can I say but...
Welcome to my world.
Yes, welcome to our election world.
Won't you come on in?
Erections...
It sneaks up on you.
It's every other day. It was me yesterday and you today.
All right, I'll remember that. So tomorrow it'll be yours, and then Thursday.
Yours on Thursday.
Thursday will be mine.
Filled with you and mine.
You and mine. Now, is that the board or my headphones cutting out? Because everything seems to be cutting out a little
it's
bit.
It's your headphones, man.
All right, it's my yes, there it is.
It's your headphones.
Yes, the Cost Pro 4 AA's.
It could be your brain short-circuiting after you cast that vote today.
Well, I'll tell you, I was out there at about 9:30. My wife and I went to vote together, and we walked into the polling place, and it was, conservatively, I would say probably five times the number of people that have been there in previous elections. Mm-hmm. The turnout, if both candidates want turnout, it's fantastic.
And Mike, I know that this is election day, that it's time to come clean.
Yes.
Wouldn't you like to come clean about the number of pornos you rented?
Yes, Don. The total is 20 pornos.
20. Wow.
20
on his
it
last...
It was my heaviest month.
His last DirecTV bill.
I have since gone to counseling to modify my porno use, and I'm cutting back significantly, and, you know, it's an issue for that beautiful bride of mine, and...
The lucky Laura.
She's right. I'm wrong. I can't lie.
Hey, when I got home last night, Frida said to me, you know what Laura said, because Frida and Laura were talking on the telephone yesterday during the show about refrigerators and stuff.
Yes. Right?
She said, you tell Mike... He's an effing liar.
Right.
There were 20 pornos purchased.
Well, you know, I shred my DirecTV bill after I pay it.
We salute you.
Yes.
And we salute you, Mike.
I'm very proud of that. And you know, I was not a winnable argument with me. I look at my wife, and you know, she's right. So what can I say? And I was trying to cover up the. You know, you should never do that. I think George W. learned that lesson with the DUI. You know, you cover up and you get into trouble.
Uh-huh.
You always.
You started at 15, then you brought it to 18, and really it was 20.
As Laura pointed out to me last night, she said, you know, you brought that whole subject up, and I said, you're absolutely right, so you might as well be clear on it. I remember it was, I said originally 15, thinking that, you know, all I need to do is have a few more than Don, mm-hmm. and I'll look good.
I had 7.
And I thought it was 10.
7.
It was 7?
7 was the actual total.
No, we're both perverts anyway, so...
Well, hold on.
Yes.
20 is more perverted than 7.
Well, but, you know, total time of those 20, you know, the total time was probably less than 20 minutes, Don.
I agree.
You know, so, I mean, I don't count it that way, you know? It's so she said that to me. You brought it up, and she's right. I brought it up, so there we have it.
You also have some kind of fancy refrigerator at your house, I heard.
No.
I heard you got, like, some kind of a sliding drawer or something.
That is fancy. We have the kitchen island, but this came with the house.
I'm just getting this. This is the information that I get from my wife.
We have
to talk to your wife.
If your wife talks to my wife about this, she'll want to get one for you because it's a slide-out drawer where you put vegetables in, and it's a refrigerated drawer that slides out from the middle of the kitchen island. But our refrigerator cannot. Suck enough.
All I know is that when I got home last night, I heard, hey, Mike ordered 20 pornos. Mike has got the slide out. And the thing that I know you and I don't want to hear, that they're going shopping together.
No, not after. I've forbidden Laura to go anywhere within 150 yards of your wife based on the fact that when your wife calls my wife, she did it once when she went over to see the house. She called from our drive. She couldn't wait to get out of the driveway to call the show. And then yesterday, we estimated that her time from speaking to Laura to getting on the air was probably 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So I have told my wife that...
God bless her.
You know, I've told her, please, try to stay away from that woman. She's nothing but trouble.
Well,
she's trouble with a capital T. Not trouble for anybody else, but me.
Trouble for you.
Trouble for me.
Well,
so
be warned that they're going to get the cunny wagon going.
Yeah.
They're going to get both of them together in the cunny wagon. They're going out shopping together.
I certainly hope it's sometime well into 2001.
That's all I've got to say to you. Now, listen, you mentioned your voting experience. I had a voting experience also this morning. Unlike you guys, I'm not wearing the queer sticker that they gave me, though.
I don't think it's a queer sticker, actually.
Well, I do. I think it's a rather...
It's a wonderful sticker to show that, you know, you've exercised your civic duty.
I
actually valued my sticker so much that it fell off. The stickum that they put on these things is very weak, so I actually got scotch tape at my nutritionist's office and asked her for scotch tape so I could stick my queer sticker on my lapel.
Hold on, the hotline is ringing. Hello?
Sugar Bear.
Darling.
Here she is.
Hello, darling.
Hey, I just want to make sure maybe that Laura knows that I did not call her and then report right to my husband. I was just
Don told me. Don told me when I came into the office that you said that my wife called me an effing liar. It was 20. That's the first thing he said to me today.
Well, I I said to my husband last night, I said, you know, I even toned down a little bit what Laura said. I said, because on the air I said you weren't quite accurate or something, but she was a little blunter. But I didn't want her
to say... she told me that when we got home, and she was absolutely right. I was an effing liar.
I don't know that she used the word effing. That might be
true. No, she didn't use the word effing.
She
didn't tell me she used the word effing, but she did say that I had stretched the truth.
You used the word effing.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
Well, I haven't even asked my lovely wife about that, and I'll find out whether she... I don't think she would have used that word.
That's not even true. That's when you say anything to my husband, any sentence like, nice weather outside,
you know, Frida,
he puts the word effing in there.
I do not.
I have worked with your husband for 15 years, and I know not to get upset at something like that.
Well,
I figured everything would play out in the end, and I didn't think my wife had used the word effing either, but she has said that I was a stretcher of the truth.
For the record,
yes.
Your wife's a wonderful woman.
Yes,
my wife is a wonderful woman.
Well,
let me tell you something. Both of these girls use the F word.
Oh, I know
and
that,
I'm telling
too.
You,
that's right.
When I came home last night, that was a quote from my wife.
Oh, yeah, really?
I do enjoy the F word, and you're right. You ask me how the weather is, I say it's effing great.
Mm-hmm.
However, that was a quote from you, my dear.
But also, I want you to know that before I called you on the air, I called Laura to make sure it was okay, because I wouldn't betray a confidence. So you tell her that if she ever tells me anything doesn't want on the air, I won't say it.
Okay, I'll pass that along. I will pass that along.
All right, sweetie.
All right, I love you, effing guys.
All right, I love you too.
Goodbye.
Effing wife.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, who cares?
Look,
you know, the fact remains... the number was higher than my, you know, and I had even tried to approach it. I just couldn't go with that final figure.
But you know
I
what?
Couldn't, I was embarrassed by that, and I couldn't go with that because I brought this thing.
There's not a lot of room, though, between 15, 18, 20.
Yeah, there is to me.
Is there really?
Yeah, it was something about, you know, 20. That's 20. That's, you know, that's almost two dozen. You know what I mean? And I've modified that, too. Because, you know, really, it comes down to a financial issue, too.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you brought that subject up, and I swear to God, the reason I came
And I brought it up because my wife was busting my balls at dinner with my kid present when she said, do you know how many pornos Daddy bought last month on DirecTV?
And when that subject came up, I had remembered looking at my bill, and I was sitting there feeling every moment that you were talking about that. I said, this isn't fair. You shouldn't just be left alone on this particular one, because I said, I'm going to tell him that that I've got him beat, even though I knew I had you beat. And then when I looked at what the total really was, I said, well, I'm not going to say that.
Oh.
And then look what happened. See, when you do a cover-up, nothing, you know, it's horrible.
No good can come of it.
It's horrible.
Listen, I'm not wearing the sticker that you guys are wearing. They gave me one today, and I threw it out my window as I drove away from the polling place.
Littering, eh?
I did have a moment, though, of real trepidation when I got into the booth, because the last thing I heard, and I hate these goddamn polls with the latest MSNBC poll, the latest Gallup poll, the latest blah, blah, blah poll. The last one I heard before I left the House to vote today was that Gore was up by 2%.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That was MSNBC.
Right. That was the last one I heard. So I get into the voting booth.
Robbie, I'm going to need another pair of headphones if you can. I can't hear what Don's saying. Anything you want.
I wait my turn, and I get in there.
Right.
And it's time to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at that point that I'm balancing out. I really know that I've said I'm going to go vote for Gore, and that in my heart is who I'm going to vote for. But
right.
I really don't want to lose this bet, this Tom Gavin bet.
Yeah.
And so this is what I'm not thinking about Social Security, abortion,
right,
guns, schools, any of that crap, wars, the military. All I'm thinking about is having to sit down at lunch with Tom Gavin on Friday. And I'm thinking, if Bush is 2% behind,
right,
maybe my little mean-nothing, minuscule vote would put him over the top, but then I went ahead and voted for Gore.
Well, it's, you know, I think that...
But I'm still backing Bush in our bet.
The way I understand these polls is that every poll, the majority of these polls are within the margin of error.
Right.
Which basically means it is anybody's...
It's a tie.
Ball game. But, you know, they get done saying this, and then they show the map with the electoral votes and the states that are in each person's camp.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I understand that...
And have you heard the new one now that they think that Bush is going to take California?
Yes. I was talking with the G-Man, G. Gordon Liddy, in the hallway, because I came in with, like, my Gore pin and my my Chuck Robb pin that I was wearing and my I Voted sticker. And Gordon, you know, Gordon's used to politics,
right.
So he gets a kick out of that. There are other people that'll look at you like they want to rip your throat out, but I think Gordon's had enough experience debating people. And he says that, you know, it's one percentage point in California. And he was talking about, you know, and when Gordon says it, Gordon goes on the television shows, Where the pollsters are sitting next to
him. Just like a hardball and stuff like that.
Right. So, I mean, and they've ignored, the Democrats have ignored California, but you don't know. You really don't know. Because right now, I guess Gore is ahead by one percentage point in California.
And incidentally, it's a total joke. The rest of my election,
yeah.
A total joke.
Why?
I don't mind telling you that. I went in there, the one I cared about was Bush versus Gore. Right.
The big one. It wasn't in Virginia particularly. It was not an extremely large ballot. There were very few selections.
But beyond that, because I've done absolutely no research at all.
Yes.
And did not vote upon party lines. I just went, let me see.
So you wouldn't even be able to remember who you voted for?
No. I really don't.
Funny, that is too funny.
I really
don't. Did you vote on the constitutional amendments?
I voted on everything.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Every single one that I had a choice of either picking a name or picking a yes or a no.
There was a constitutional amendment about hunting in the state of Virginia.
Right.
Don't even remember reading it. I could have voted yes on that one.
And there was a and there was a constitutional question about lottery proceeds funding educational programs.
Right. Mike, who's got time to read that? I had to make it back at home. No. Listen to me. I had to make it back at home in time this morning to watch The White Shadow.
Oh, yeah.
I love that show.
Oh, my God.
The White Shadow's on at 10 o'clock on ESPN Classic.
Well, it was fun. I tell you, there is more electricity with today's election than I've ever seen in any election I've ever personally voted in, and I loved it.
So we are going to be conducting our own polls today on this show. Not only will we be calling people at random throughout America to find out who they voted for, but right now, Lisa is out with a tape recorder.
Very good.
Okay.
She is going to, we sent her to an actual school where people are really voting, and then we sent her to Hooters. And then she's going to come back with her tape, and we're going to send her out to another school where people are voting, and we're going to send her to the NRA.
Very good.
Because the national headquarters of the NRA is right down the road.
Yeah, just a stone's throw away. Just a bullet away.
We have these questions that Lisa's going to be asking people as they come out of the polling place, whereas they come out of Hooters.
Oh, good.
Very good.
Questions are...
These are good. Now, listen, folks. Pay attention to these questions, because I think they're terrific.
May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS News?
That's her opening.
And I love being able to say CBS News. Hi. Whom do you support today? And then we'll get the answer. Do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
I love that one. That is my favorite, right out of the chute, my favorite question.
When you go to the movies, who do you prefer to see? Do you prefer to see Bush or Gore when you go to the movies?
I like
who
that.
Would, in your opinion, win a fistfight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush? Do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer? Who would you do, Al or George W.?
That's a great question.
And then the final question will be one that she asks at the NRA only.
Right.
If your candidate wins, will you run around in the street firing your weapon?
Yeah, like they do in the Middle East.
That's great.
Those are great questions right there.
I don't know how many of these questions she's actually going to get answered today.
Right.
Frankly, I don't know where the girl is. She was supposed to be back by now, but she's out trying to get some answers for these questions. And after she comes back with the tape, we're going to just send her out with a cell phone and see if she can do some man-on-the-street stuff live with these
good
heady questions that we got for you right here. We've also gone through one of these internet database files to find people's phone numbers. numbers throughout America.
Right.
We got a whole page of guys named Alfred Gore.
Right.
We also have a page of guys named George Bush from across America.
Excellent.
Including a guy named George W. Bush.
Hey, that's fantastic. Huh.
We've also got a bunch of Naders that we're going to be calling. I don't think we have a Ralph Nader, but we have a bunch of other Naders.
An R. Nader.
And then finally, just for kicks, we put in the name Spiewak. And yeah, we found Spiewaks all over America.
Fantastic. Nothing like talking to Spiewaks.
So we're going
to
be making some of those calls on today's show. Mike, start off today with congratulations to you, even though you did not stay up to watch simply, maybe, one of the greatest plays I've ever seen, ever. You know, on Monday Night Football, that Antonio Freeman catch in overtime.
It was good of you to call me this morning and enlighten me as to that. I heard it on the news, and then you called to tell me that Antonio Freeman, who's in my stable on my fantasy team, caught the game-winning touchdown, ran 48 yards into the end zone.
And you won your game.
I won my game.
Right.
I am 2-8. I am no longer alone in the cellar of our fantasy football league, and now I've got a totally different attitude. Let me tell you something right now. The deals are going to be coming. The roster moves are going to be coming. And I am ready. I am really, really ready to make some changes. And I'd like to tell my entire fantasy league that I want players, but any player of mine is on the block, Antonio Freeman included.
Well, it seems to me you've made this same brash statement before.
I've made this statement before when it was I don't care and I was kind of throwing it out there and nobody was offering me serious trades for Antonio Freeman. But now I will tell you that, you know, anybody on my fantasy roster, I want to tweak it up. I'd like to have the second half, or not really the second half, season's almost over.
We got four games left.
Four games left. The final four games of the season, thank you. I didn't know what the total was. I'd like to, you know, I'd like to improve my roster. I'd like to improve my team. I'm going to pay attention to the waiver wire this week.
The greatest effing play I've seen on Monday Night Football. And maybe like one of the top 10 greatest all-time plays.
Is it like in the Immaculate Reception category?
Nope, it's better than the Immaculate Reception, because you know, the Immaculate Reception, you couldn't really see it because of the effed up camera angles.
Exactly.
They're going for a pass, Brett Favre to Antonio Freeman. Chris Dishman from the Minnesota Vikings kind of knocks the ball out of the way, and he's got his back to Freeman. Freeman falls on the ground. The ball bounces on his shoulder pads, goes from his right shoulder to his left shoulder, where it bounces in front of him, and while he's on the ground laying down, he catches the ball with his fingertips 2 inches off the ground.
I love it.
Precariously holding it, he gets up. Chris Dishman from Minnesota is off in the corner doing his victory dance because he thinks he stopped him.
I love to see that, too.
Freeman gets up and runs to the end zone for a touchdown.
Incredible for they've been suffering a bit, the Packers. Packer fans.
I'm not lying. I'd say that was one great effing play, and that play won you your game.
Yeah, I didn't even look at the box score today, so I'm not sure whether you know, there were any sacks for the Minnesota defense. Dorsey Levens, as soon as, you know, I started him at the beginning of the game, you know, Dorsey Levens. What's that sound you make when somebody... Now he's out for indefinite. I think Dorsey Levens has had it. I mean, all he is ever injured. That's all he does.
Well, congratulations on on that big win. And I don't see why the ratings on Monday Night Football... You know, I keep reading in Rudy's column that the ratings are going down the crapper. I'm telling you, every single week, they have a great game, and this game last night was an overtime game, another overtime game.
Dennis Miller and the whole thing didn't sound as good as he sounded in other games. Do you agree that he was a little shaky? There was a little more stepping on the other guys than I've heard before.
Well, you know what I noticed last night between those guys was that, you know that Al Michaels is a big right winger.
Right.
I mean, he's a gigantic right winger.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis Miller...
I didn't actually know
Dennis
that.
Dennis Miller started the game by making a joke about Gore during one of these plays. And right away, Al Michaels said, "Well, I hope we'll have time for equal coverage later in the night.
Yeah.
You know, I don't... that's not the way I go on this." And Dennis Miller said...
Is he right winger, or is he just a tight ass?
No, he's a right winger.
Okay.
And Dennis Miller said something like, you know, "Hey, babe, don't worry. I got jokes for both sides. I'm going to be working them both in." But it was at that point that I noticed...
Hey, Bino.
...that, that Al Michaels just kind of shut Dennis Miller out of the rest of the show.
Yeah, the problem, I think, with Dennis Miller is they don't give him enough time during the games. He seems like he has to just force his... Dennis Miller's not the kind of guy that can get all of his thoughts into that two-second framework.
Right.
And they seem to really clip him a little bit last night.
And it's Al Michaels who has to give him the chance to get into the game. And I thought as I listened to the first 10 minutes last night, as soon as Dennis Miller made the joke about Gore, it was like,
that's it, I'm a tight-ass right-winger. You're not going to get a chance to get a word in edgewise.
You're out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Yo, effing gods.
Hello.
I just wanted to tell you that I voted for you today, 4th District Judges in Maryland.
You know, thank you. You know, that's something great that people do for us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I'm sure the Washington Post will have the list of all of the idiots that were written in, like, you know, Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse and Snoopy and Barney. And thank God we have our listeners, because we make that list every year.
One of these years, we got to really do a concerted effort so we can get matching funds to go on a big vacation.
Because that's the biggest goof of the year, when they print the list of phonies that people wrote in. And you see, they're all pretty much like comic characters or cartoons.
Totally.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you see us. We make the year. We make the list every single year.
Now, what position did you vote us for? Or did you write us in for?
You know how, like, the judges, you have no idea who they are or anything?
Right, and then they have write-in areas for you, right?
And Don, I used your real name, so it's official.
Thank you. So it's official. Thank you.
So you can serve.
Appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
We're going to be judges.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
All right, this is Don from Anchorage, Alaska.
Yes, hello. You're on the air from Anchorage, Alaska. Hello.
Yeah, we got an initiative to legalize hemp up here.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson been in the state campaigning for that?
Well, you know, I think they'd take it a lot more serious if they'd put these guys out here who looked a lot, more professional. They get these idiots to go, come out there, legalize hemp, dude, come on. You know?
Well, who do you expect to be up there legalizing hemp? Yeah. What do you expect, a guy like with a crew cut and a business suit?
Michael.
Well, you know, they'd take it a lot more seriously if they did.
This guy sounds like he's upset about it. Yeah. So you don't think hemp's got a chance to get legalized in Alaska?
No, we got a bunch of idiots on the corner with these signs, yes on whatever.
Legalized hemp, dude.
With a marijuana leaf. Check mark.
It's too bad couldn't get someone with a rhyming name like Jack Kemp, you know, to go for that. Because then it could be, you know, Kemp for Hemp.
Kemp for Hemp would be fantastic.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah,
bye. Bye-bye. The burning issues of the day. Yeah. You'll pardon the pun.
This is Politics Central right here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I was not prepared to talk to you.
Well, then why did you call?
Well, because I was going to do an impression, but I didn't expect you to answer the phone.
All right, let's pretend that that this didn't happen and that we're picking up the phone
this.
Now.
The guy's listening to the show. The guy dials the telephone number for the show.
Perhaps we won't pretend that.
We pick up the telephone. No. I just want to get my point across here.
Okay.
The guy's listening. He knows the phone number. He calls the show. We answer the phone. He's like, hey, I didn't expect to talk to you.
I agree with you. And since I am an impressionist on this show, why don't we hang up on the guy?
Okay.
Bad line anyway.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Antonio Freeman gets the touchdown and he do the Pacarena. Armand Green gets the touchdown and he threw the Pacarena.
It's your guy.
Wins the fantasy game and he does the Pacarena. Green Bay Pacarena.
I like it when he doesn't mention my name at all, too.
No, he did.
He did?
You were in there somewhere. Mike wins his second game.
Okay, I didn't hear it that time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
I wasn't sure if you knew or not that tomorrow night, I believe it is at 10 on E! Channel, they're having Leah Remini, Hollywood Profile.
Oh, you know what? Lisa told me over the weekend when she was in here for the Redskins broadcast Sunday. Oh, and I got to tell her that... she's off the hook with Bart, that Bart got his date.
Good for him.
For the homecoming dance this weekend.
That's wonderful.
So she doesn't have to go to homecoming with him. Although he told me last night, he would like to take her to the prom.
Really?
He does think that would be a big deal to take her to the prom.
It's interesting. It'd be great.
So, on Sunday, I guess it was, she said to me that she saw it was going to be on Sunday night.
Right.
On the E! Exclamation point TV channel. So somebody should make a note to tape that.
Good.
And see what Leah has to say.
Yeah. Leah Remini.
The Leah Remini celebrity profile. I mean, no offense to Leah. You know we love her. But what, are they running out of celebs to profile?
Leah Remini's double murder conviction in 1979 would come back to haunt her later on the Saved by the Bell.
How much you want to bet Leah's mother's on that show?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
She's got to be on the show, right?
And she'll be charming.
Yeah. Everybody will get a chance to see Leah's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And see the great woman that we've met a couple of times.
I'm sure she'll be very, very polite to the camera.
Hello, John and my show.
Or hi there. Is she?
Hello.
I just wanted to say that Dennis Miller sucks.
Well, come on, he's great.
I can't stand him. He's got such a whiny sounding voice. He doesn't sound like an announcer to me.
How do you like him on his TV show?
Well, I haven't seen the TV show.
Then you don't count.
Gotcha.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Right. I'm sure you'd rather have a guy like Dick Enberg who can't pronounce line. If you ever watch Dick Enberg call a game, it's always the runner gets the ball. He's at the 15, the 20, the 10, the 5. The 2-yard line.
And he does it worse now than he used to.
Line. He's down to the 10-yard line.
Line.
Line. This is Dick Enberg. Line. Hello, Don on Mike's show. Hello.
Speak to us.
You are on the air.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike, hey?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, this is Norb up in Green Bay. How's it going there?
Yeah, hey there.
Yeah, did you guys catch that Packer game last night? Was that good or what, hey?
Yeah, that was a good game there.
Yeah, that last catch, hey.
Yeah,
he was running down there, and it's just crazy, huh?
Makes you want to go out and buy a Packer tractor.
Yeah, I got one of those. I got the little Packer Smokey Joel.
Yeah,
with the Packer helmet on there.
Yeah, the Smokey Joel.
Oh, that's great. Buy an extra cheese head for Christmas, eh?
Yeah, no, the cheese heads? Yeah, I ain't got none of those.
Oh, and they're cheap, eh?
No, I like the real cheese, eh?
And I don't know. I don't know generally what city we broadcast to has the ugliest women per capita.
Oh, yeah, that's over there in Pulaski.
No, no, I'd have to say after watching that Packers game last night, that at least based on the women in the stands.
Well, you know, they're bundled up.
The women of Green Bay have to be the ugliest women of any affiliate city we broadcast
Well,
to.
I think the faces, you're right, but they take those parkas off, great bodies.
Yeah,
one and all.
Those fat chicks with the big hair, you mean?
Yeah, there was one shot of these four, maybe five, I mean, like Star Jones fat.
Yeah, big Packer fans.
Big, gigantic, I mean, sloppy fat girls in the stands wearing the green and gold wigs last night.
Yeah.
And another shot of another girl who was missing teeth.
There you go.
And she wasn't doing it like as a Halloween prank.
Right, she really didn't have teeth.
I mean, you know, she ate too many brats, huh?
She was holding up one of those ABC signs like, always...
You know,
be careful, or, you know, they try to figure out something for ABC.
In fairness, though, to the Green Bay Packer fans, the local Packer fans up there, it was Milwaukee night at the ball yard at Lambeau Field last night. It was a special Milwaukee night. I guess they have a couple of games like that a year.
They used to play a couple games every year in Milwaukee, and they don't anymore.
They gave those people tickets to a couple games.
Yeah, see, they get two games a year, so there's an outside shot. Those women may have been from the Milwaukee area.
No, they're really fat, ugly ones. Those are from Green Bay.
Yeah. All right,
yeah, there.
Yeah, hey there. All right, thank you, Dare.
Okay, hey, when are you guys coming here for a Las Vegas style show, hey?
Oh, hey, Green Bay, hey?
Yeah, come on, you can do some, get some ranch dressing and some cheese wheels. We'll fry some cheese curds for you guys.
That'll be big fun, hey?
You can do it.
You guys should come.
Don't quiz.
Yeah, okay, hey.
All right,
okay,
thank you, Dare.
All right, take it easy now, hey.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That guy is great. I believe that guy was really from Green Bay.
Well, if he wasn't, he's doing a darn good job.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing great, thanks.
Great.
Hey, I just want to make a comment on Dennis Miller. I used to watch him in the early 90s on his late night special there. The other one that got canceled off. And I found him very funny. But, I mean, just as a football commentator in general, I just don't think he's doing the job.
All right, well, let me just say, you're an idiot. Okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.
It sounded like another guy hadn't seen his HBO show.
Like,
right?
I believe he was referencing Dennis Miller's talk show.
Yeah,
right.
The talk show with the ill-fated talk show.
Yeah, the one that was like the Chevy Chase show.
Even Dennis hated that show.
Anybody that watches Dennis Miller on HBO, that's where you really become a fan of his work.
That's right.
You know, that's a buzzism that I've missed in the past.
Why?
You used to only do that about Letterman.
Why?
When you talk, when you just said
even
Dennis
didn't
like that show. I love that about you.
Mr. Miller. Even Mr. Miller didn't like that show.
I love that about you. Do you remember, because Buzz is a giant Letterman groupie, on the occasions that we've talked about Letterman,
he'd always say, well, Dave doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, right. I love that about
you. My friend Dave, my friend Dennis.
Yeah. How come you've stopped doing that recently?
Well, I don't know. We haven't talked about Dave a lot.
And there's the outside chance that we mercilessly busted his balls about it when he did it.
No, I don't mind that, though. I was a proud...
We may have.
Yeah, we did.
We may have.
I remember we did.
I was a proud fan of Dave.
But I like that.
For a long time.
And he also used Dave's hand expression sometimes, too.
Which one?
No.
Can you do...
I can't remember them all now.
Okay.
When Buzz really gets going on a tangent, it's like you're watching the body
of Letterman.
Of David Letterman.
Like when he's telling a story, when you're telling a story about how cold it was at your house or something, how would Letterman say that?
I don't know, just cold, I guess. I can't think of it right
Give
now.
Give us some help here.
It was so cold, it was...
Because, you know,
it was spitting... It was spitting ice.
He does the things with his hand, like...
Yeah, there's some sharp gestures.
Almost a chop,
and
I guess.
Sort of stop in a place where someone might not normally stop because it's... Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of this. It's a lot of the hands back and forth.
And also, you're taking off the ing sound. You don't say ing. You know, you say in.
Walking, watching.
Yeah. It's cute. These are a few of our favorite buzzes.
Well, we're both from the Midwest. That may have something to do with it. But I think somewhere in the 80s, his body...
So you're doing it right now.
Right. Like this, with the hands.
Yeah, okay. Right there. See, did you see what he's doing?
Right.
When he brings his hands up, and the hands are facing...
Kind of curved.
Buzz.
You don't speak with your hands tremendously, and you used to. You don't do as much as you used to. All those guys on the NFL analysis shows, I mean, there seems to be some schools where they have to put their hands up here. Tom Jackson is the worst guy. He puts his hands, like, one on one side of his face, the other on the other side of his face, and he goes, "You gotta understand this."
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
They overdo this.
Yes, they do.
I think it's because Madden did it to start with.
Maybe you do use your hands a lot when you talk. Because you just kind of like that.
You really? Point a lot.
Yeah.
Don points a lot when he talks.
Do I really?
Yeah, but that's...
How's that? Using my hands right now. Both
pointing. There you go. You're doing it again.
Point at you right now. How about this, Mike?
There,
how's
pointing?
That one?
More, that's a good one.
More pointing.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That is a good one.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. I want to bust your balls, Don.
Really?
Number one.
What?
You like Dennis Miller, okay.
I love it.
You love Dennis Miller.
I love it.
I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something seriously.
All right.
You were a whole hell of a lot better in your game that you did during the preseason than Dennis Miller will ever be. In the 60 cities, whatever, 65 cities that broadcast to, and nobody knows you except for those cities, if you got there on that ABC TV for one day, one game.
We've nicked an artery here, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think there's a lot of people calling about that. It's like almost they feel free to do that.
The Dennis Miller thing I thought was over.
No, it's not over because there are so many, you know, you, listening to you that one time that I listened to you, you're just so much far and beyond better than Dennis Miller could ever be.
Who am I to disagree with you, sir?
Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I don't see that how that's busting my balls, though. If the guy wants to call and say something nice to me,
can we all say it together? Reverse psychology.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike. Hey, first, the guy that answers your phone is a prick because he kept hanging up on me. And second, I watched Dennis
Miller. Hold on. I hope you're not talking about Charlie Broyhill. Don't call him a prick.
He didn't even say hold on or nothing. Just quick. And
he's one of the nicest guys I know.
Listen, he's very busy trying back to get to his teen porn site. Am I hot or am I not?
Right.
Okay, so he's a gay prick, but that's besides the
point. No. He's not gay.
No. Here he comes, a very nice man. He's come in here now to greet you.
What were you calling about?
I'm sorry?
I know, but what were you calling about?
Oh, I called a couple times to talk about Dennis Miller, and you just hung up, kind of like a prick.
Like a prick?
Yeah, well, you are a prick, basically.
Oh. he just hung up on him again. Hey, Charlie, come here.
Really? I like, you know, Charlie just had an answer. You know, this is where that high IQ kicks in sometimes. When the guy said, "I'm sorry," and Charlie said, "I know." That's a fantastic comeback to that.
Your website, the one you love.
My website. I'm on it right now.
Are you on it now?
Yeah.
It's amihotoramionot.com.
Amihotornot.com.
And it had, Broyhill is on this site 24 hours a day, and he now has on his screensaver.
That's right.
One of the girls from this website, and she appears to be, and I'm gonna help you.
You guys think she's 13 or 14?
She appears to be 14 years old.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've seen that. Do you still have that one on your screensaver?
Do.
You ought to realize that's not becoming. But you've observed that too. That
yeah.
It looks just a little too young.
Yeah, it's like kiddie porn back there.
No.
How long do you spend on that? Is that your number one website of choice these days?
No, it's not.
Well, you do spend a lot of time
it's
there.
It's a good mindless site to look at girls.
Am I hot or not?
Correct.
.com. And it has regular girls who have just sent in photos. And you get
photos that have been sent in without them knowing about it, I'm sure.
And you get to rate the women on a scale of like
1 to 10.
1 to 10. See, this is the most dangerous thing we've ever done.
Oh, F you all. I am just doing this once a month. I think
giving Mike the computer now.
I think it
is the most dangerous thing because now.
There it is. Now, you thought it would take a lot longer, but all I did was type in the address and press the little button like I do at home a million times a day. And what do you think of her? Do you think she's hot?
No. She's a dog.
All right. Now, how do you vote on this, Charlie?
Up top.
All right. You just put not rating in the yellow box.
Oh, so you give her a one?
Give her a one.
Want to give her a one or a two?
Give her a one. Right. She's a dog.
Doesn't have minus numbers.
Does it have minus numbers?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay.
Do you have to do anything else after that?
No, it'll go to the next one by itself.
Go to the next one.
And it will tell you up in the upper left, she's average of 3.7 if you gave her a one.
And then they pop somebody else in there?
Yes, they do.
Oh, thank God.
You picked men and women. You didn't pick just women.
Okay, men. How about, that's men only.
It's guys.
Let's do women only.
So I guess maybe that one you rated was a guy with long hair.
Now, that's a girl. That has to be a girl.
But it said men only. The category said men only.
Like, come on, look at the picture. The one that you just rated a one.
That person could be in Hanson.
All right, here comes a woman, hopefully.
Okay, here we go. Here's the next picture.
Oh.
Am I hot or am I not?
Let me scroll down, though. See if... That's all we get?
She's a skank.
She's a total skank. Another one?
Maybe a two.
You like that, even.
Maybe a two. All right, now we see how everybody else is rated.
4-1.
4-1.
It's pretty strong.
How many girls are on this website, Charlie?
I have no idea. I'm trying to get to the end.
Based on 361 votes. She's pretty good.
She's a six.
Okay, let's give her a six.
You don't think she looks too young?
No.
No.
She's not like that, you know, child that you have on your screen.
Not
paper.
True.
Not like the
8.3. Look, she got an 8.3.
Yeah, she's not. The girl that Charlie has on a screensaver looks like she could be, like, on the U.S. Women's gymnastics team.
No, not but, with those breasts.
I'm going to give this one a three.
I mean, just because those girls are so young.
She's not the prettiest girl.
Oh, no, give her a one.
I'm giving her a three.
Oh, come on.
See? The others thought she's got a 4.6 average.
Sloppy.
How about this one?
Yuck.
That's a one.
Yuck. Yeah, she's a one.
All right, that's a one.
There she is. Okay, well, we can do this all day, but this is
okay.
This site.
Charlie does it all day.
But this is the site that Broy Hill loves, amihotornot.com. And he spends all his time there. That's where he has his...
That last lady got a 2.8.
That's where he has his screensaver now, incidentally.
Yes, I do. My wallpaper is that girl.
You know what we should do? We should get a picture of Lisa and submit a picture of Lisa in there.
That's a fine idea.
Yeah. To see what Lisa, what kind of response Lisa gets.
We should get pictures of all the people that work here.
Of all the women who work here?
Yeah, and just go on there, am I hot or not? Fantastic. You know, you have to get their permission, of course.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Be big fun, though.
Oh, yeah. Why would you have to get the permission? Why would you just say, hey, I'm taking some pictures?
Said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Meeting, oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
We'll get their permission.
You just walk around and say, hey, Miss Bobby, how about a picture?
How about a picture? We're going to put it on a website.
How about a picture?
Yeah, no problem. Hello? And Miss Bobby be the first one you want to do that to.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Hey, that site. Let me tell you, most of those pictures of girls were put up by other guys. If you go and you can click and find out what the link is to the picture, and you'll find it's like usually some kind of like in honor of a girl that these guys have spied on and taken pictures of. A lot of them are totally bogus.
Well, there are also model pictures in there. Yeah, Charlie was showing me this.
There's a lot of, and if you go into the directory where those pictures are, if you know how to do that, you can find a lot of stuff that really would never be on this site, but they're very good to look at.
All right, gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, would y'all get mad if I put y'all on there?
Oh, not at all. I'd be funny as hell.
I'd be honored.
I got ratings for all of y'all.
That'd be very funny.
You've already done it?
Yep, I've got I got Don, Mike, Charlie, Dennis Murphy, and I believe that's in a few others. And Buzz.
You've actually put us on that site and had us rated.
You want me to call back and give you the ratings that you guys got so far?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, don't you know off the top of your head?
No, I got to go and check it because it updates periodically.
It updates periodically. So are we on Am I Hot or Not right now?
Yes, you are.
How do you find a specific person? Do you have to scroll through all 500 people?
No, I can give you the link to your particular picture.
All right, well, give us the link.
Well, I have to call back and get all that info.
All right, call back, please.
Okay.
God. Oh, and I hope the picture wasn't a picture of me in my diaper. Those pictures that are on, those pictures on WNEW.com.
Well, I've now gone onto the men-only section of the website.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to Antonio Freeman. Shout-out! Nice effing cat! Shout-out!
It's the original shout-out guy.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oops, last call. We got a break. Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yes, we are.
Yes, there's. I wanted to tell you the Washington Post is calling on the latest poll on their website, says Bush by a hair.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Old joke, but well told.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Clear the lines out. I'd say stand by for Lisa screening calls, but apparently she's still out trying to get our poll questions answered.
Doing her roving reporter job.
To everybody, you get the pleasure of speaking to America's friend, Charles Broyga.
Yes, see if you can decipher the clicks and gurgles.
He will be screening to call 100 right now. A prize package selected especially for you at 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Any cold pasta?
There was some ziti, but it all got eaten.
The whole tray? From last Sunday? Monsignor Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intintola, yes, he was.
Mm.
He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
And you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play, Name That Pope?
He gave me communion.
Oh, I'll bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmela, the guy spends the night here with you, and all he does is slip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean to verge.
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there had been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like a friggin' thorn bird over here?
He's a fag. That's it. Because otherwise, I'm going to question what I'm hearing here.
Right, Tony.
I always take you with me. Everywhere I go.
Currently starring in Lawrence of Arabia, it's Don and Mike.
Time now for a call. Number 100. And here we go. Hi. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, caller 100.
Ryan, what's your name, my friend?
Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Rockville, Maryland.
Brian, you've won the WWF Survivor Series prize pack. This is courtesy of Comcast Cable, Cox Cable. WWF Survivor Series in demand in your home on Sunday, November 19th. Call Comcast or Cox Cable now to order this pay-per-view event with the wrestlers. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. How do I pull up production room number 2 here? Because Lisa's just arrived back with her tape from the polling place with the questions. Do it on BTS.
Did Lisa have a good time at the polling places?
Don't know. Just came right in. Is it BTS 2?
It's either BTS you like.
All right.
I think it's BFD 1.
All right, I'll try BTS 2.
And I'll go in there and hit play one.
And I'm not saying that just to be a big shot. I don't know what BTS means.
I mean, do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976?
All right, we got to rewind. Rewind. We got to get it all the way back to the very beginning.
I'm in Virginia.
Okay, keep rewinding. I believe that this is the tape where Lisa is out just moments ago at an actual polling spot.
Excellent.
This was not one of our goof locations like Hooters or the NRA.
Yeah, okay. We have some serious polling questions that we're asking here.
Because we're going to try to give you the answers now so that you don't have to sit through all the crap tonight.
Good. We think that...
tonight.
We think that by listening to our election coverage, you'll have it pretty much in hand who's going to take home the big prize.
Well, the first question is, who do you support today?
Right.
So you'll be able to keep track of that and then see how many of the other great questions get answered.
And you know, you often hear guys like Dan Rather and Peter Jennings say this is an unscientific poll. This is extraordinarily scientific.
100%, Professor.
We actually went to scientists.
Excuse me, Doctor.
Thank you, Professor. We went to scientists to figure out how to do this mathematically so that the winner will be determined on our show.
What's she doing? Is she rewinding it now?
I think we're ready.
Okay, all right. Hey, hi. Hey, listen, how'd it go?
It went well.
actually, the high school polling place I went to was a little bit slow. It was one of those times where it was in between lunch and getting off work. The other place I went, I could have stayed all day and gotten interviews, but
at Hooters?
I had to get back.
Okay, well, let's roll it. First, let's start when you were really at the real high school or junior high where people were really voting. All right, here's Lisa at the polls.
Republican Party ticket here in Virginia.
Okay, and do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
Al Gore's DUI arrest?
Yes.
Al Gore didn't have a DUI arrest.
Are you sure?
Bush did.
Bush had a DUI arrest.
In 1964. What are you talking about?
No. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I got my information incorrect.
What's the question again? Read it.
Do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
It was Bush.
Okay, well, do you think the election will be affected by Bush?
The answer is no, but the truth of your question is it's Bush.
When you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore?
Guess what? I don't go to the movies. I rent them.
Okay.
And I don't see Bore or Gush at the movie.
Bore or Gush?
Bore or Gush.
Who would, in your opinion, win a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush?
Who would win?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it would be Tipper because she's big and ugly. She's tough.
And what about...
Tough looking anyway.
Yeah. And how about between Lynn Cheney and Hadassah Lieberman?
Oh, Hadassah. Yeah, I see Whippet.
She's a tough one, too.
All right, here's the good question. Now, the Nader question.
Now, do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
Well, certainly not cross-eyed queer. I don't think he's cross-eyed.
You don't think he's cross-eyed?
Clears that out. No. Is this your stuff?
Okay. Now, in your opinion, who would you do? Al or W?
Say again.
Who would you do? Al or...
I do? I don't know what you mean by do. I gotta find... That depends on what the definition of do is.
Who would you do? Al or W?
Who would I do? Al or W? Depends on what the definition of do is.
Oh, you.
Look at that joke.
Who would you rather...
D-U-E?
Oh, she should just move
D-O-O.
On now.
Yeah. How about quotation marks D-O and quotation mark?
I wouldn't do either.
Okay, good man.
Well, at
thank
least
you
got finally
time.
Got an answer out of that guy.
Here we go. Here's another person now.
Who do you support in today's election?
Al Gore for president.
Okay. And do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
His what?
DUI arrest.
George Bush's DUI.
Are you sure? It was George Bush?
Yeah. Yes. I think if that was a trick question, I want to make it clear it was not Al Gore who had DWI. George Bush.
Oh, okay. My fault. Okay. Well, when you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore?
Movies. I think I would prefer Gore.
Okay. No, seriously, in your opinion, who would win a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush?
You really are from CBS.
Yeah.
A fist fight. It's hard for me to judge. I really, I'll demur on that. I just don't know.
Okay, how about Lynn Cheney and Hadassah Lieberman?
I hesitate to say.
Okay.
Here we go.
Do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
I suspect that you are not Rudy with CBS.
No, I swear. I'm not. I'm absolutely from CBS Radio.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And the question again?
The question again is, do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
I can't accept either one of those alternatives.
Okay, that's a good answer. Now, who would you do, Al or W?
Yeah.
Al. Okay, thank you very much for your time.
That one he answered.
Understood.
Right. That's interesting.
Okay, who do you support in today's election?
Bush and Allen.
personality. Now, do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
Did he have one?
I believe so.
Al Gore?
Mm-hmm.
Al Gore had a 1976 DUI arrest.
Yeah, that was the information that I was given.
Good job, Lisa.
1976 George Bush.
Okay, could have been. Well, do you think the election will be affected by George Bush's 1976 DUI?
I don't think it should be.
She, she shouldn't follow it up with a real question.
When you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore?
Sorry?
When you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore?
That's not a serious question, I guess.
Just figured it out.
Gore.
Okay, now who would, in your opinion, win a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush?
Laura Bush.
And why?
She looks stronger.
Okay, now what about Lynn Cheney and Hadassah Lieberman?
I've never seen Hadassah Lieberman. I've never seen a picture that looks like that.
Okay, now do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
Sorry, repeat the question.
Do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
Viable option.
Okay, now who would you do, Al or W?
Neither.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, stop the tape for a second, Lisa.
Oh, that's
stop.
Great.
Yeah, I can listen to these tapes all day long. What I love is that all these people, first off, the second question, I got news for you. That's slap nuts funny. Do you think the election will be affected by Gore's DUI?
Right. It's hysterically funny. And people's reactions are even funny. I'm waiting for the first, no, I don't.
And then when she gets down to who would you prefer, you know, go to movies, Bush or Gore, then the guy says, wait, these questions, they're not real. Yet, in the next breath, he answers,
right.
Well, I think that Tipper Gore would win the fist fight.
Absolutely.
And no, he doesn't think that Ralph Nader is a cross-eyed queer. But he does think he's a viable option.
Viable option. Very good.
Love this. And these are real voters.
Oh, yeah.
This is terrific.
They're very serious.
Just coming out of the polling place. And, you know, I wish we would have had Lisa a long time ago for the Man on the Street interviews.
Absolutely.
You send a good-looking gal out, and when she's got the CBS logo behind her,
it's powerful.
It's like impossible to figure out.
Sure.
The people don't know if it's 100% goof or
it's
not.
It's a state of total confusion, and I think that's... That's like most voters in America.
Yeah. Okay, let's roll the next one, please, Lisa.
Okay, who do you support in today's election?
Al Gore.
Al Gore. Now, do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
No, I don't.
Okay, oh, there we go!
Stop it! There
you go.
Stop it right there. You've got the first one.
There you go. Rewind it. I want to hear that again, please.
Please, please.
Do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
No, I don't.
That's the one I was waiting for.
Yeah. I'm the guy who voted for Gore.
That's right. Right. Absolutely.
All right, keep it going.
When you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore?
Gore.
Gore. Okay. Who would win, in your opinion, a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush?
Tipper Gore and Laura Bush. I'd probably say Laura Bush.
And why?
Because I've seen Tipper Gore, and she doesn't seem like a big lady.
Okay, now what about Lynn Cheney and Hadassah Lieberman?
I'd say Lynn Cheney, because I don't know who Hadassah Lieberman is.
Okay. Now, do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
I'd say he's a viable option.
Okay, now who would you do, Al or W?
Now or in 1976?
Let's start with now.
Gore.
And what about 1976?
Gore.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, stop the tape for a second there, Lisa.
That's what I wanted. No, I don't think it'll be a...
It's interesting. This guy votes for Gore.
Right.
And we say, who's going to win the fight, Lynn Cheney or Hadassah Lieberman? He says, I don't know who Hadassah Lieberman is.
Right. That's sad, right?
Right. That's the wife of the guy who's running... With the guy who he just voted for.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and it's the second one that with the other guy was a Bush voter that hadn't seen a picture of Hadassah Lieberman.
Okay.
So two from both sides, very uneducated voters.
You're hearing right now, I just want to point out, for those of you listening, that you're hearing scientific polling information brought to you only by the Don and Mike Show.
Very scientific. You know, you will hear quite often on other news outlets, and that's what we are today, a news outlet, you will hear this is unscientific. This is extraordinarily scientific. Before we sent Lisa out, she was poring over formulas.
and this is recent. I mean, she was out just, fresh. You know, 20 minutes ago.
Absolutely.
Okay, next one, again, from a real polling place. Here's Lisa with another voter.
Who do you support in today's election?
Actually, that would probably be Gore.
Gore. Now, do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
Yes, that's what I have down here.
I thought that was Bush's.
Could have been. Well, do you think the election would be...
It wouldn't make any difference either way.
It wouldn't make a difference either way. Now, when you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore?
Bush.
Who would, in your opinion, win a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush?
I haven't seen Laura Bush, but probably Tipper. She's pretty heavy.
Okay, now what about between Lynn Cheney and Hadassah Lieberman?
Ooh, I would hope Lynn Cheney.
Okay, now do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
Probably a cross-eyed queer.
Now, who would you do, Al or W?
Neither one.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Amazing.
Report in today's election.
Real voters.
Nader. Okay.
Nader.
Hold on. Back it up.
Nader.
Lisa, you got a Nader vote.
Back it up there, honey, because I think we got a real kookala here if we got a Nader supporter.
Absolutely.
Nader. All right, let's go. Okay. Let's get ready for question number five, which is the Nader question.
That'll be interesting. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Who do you support in today's election? Nader. Okay.
LeDuc.
Nader and LeDuc. Do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest? No, I do not.
Again. That is great. God damn, this is great. Okay, roll it, please.
When you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore? Neither. No, that's not an answer. That's an answer. That can be an answer. Who would, in your opinion, win a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush?
Who's got more weight? I don't even remember what they look like. Who's heavier? Probably Bush.
Okay, and what about between Lynn Cheney and Hadassah Lieberman?
I've never even seen what Mrs. Lieberman looks like.
So another one.
Who would you do, Al or W?
Oh, hey, hold on. Lisa, stop the tape. Lisa. How come you didn't ask her if Ralph Nader's a viable option or a cross-eyed queer?
I asked that last.
That's timing. Last question. Way to go.
All right, very nice.
Neither.
Okay. Well, you've kind of already answered this question, but do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
No, viable option.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.
Okay, hold on. Stop the tape for a second. Maybe. I'd like to know what the reaction was to that.
Yeah, hey, Lisa, come here for a second so we can see it, because she's in the production room right now. Yeah, I'd like to find out that also. When the people are looking at you and getting these answers, what are they saying? I mean, what is the body language they're giving you? What are the facial expressions?
Well, these were two really young girls, and I had asked, you know, older, more distinguished-looking people at first, and they were very into it. You know, the first couple of people I asked were the campaign people at the front that hand you the ballots and stuff. So they're very into it. And then I start asking, you know, the more obscure questions, and they're acting like they don't hear me right. Now, turning an ear closer to me. I'm sorry. What? Could you repeat the question?
Right.
And I kept stone straight face.
And what was the reaction of that last Nader person to your last question?
Okay. Well, these were two girls, maybe about my age, a little bit younger.
Right.
And I think I really offended them when I said that.
Oh dear.
I don't know if they weren't.
They didn't know it was a
joke. I don't know. I don't want to make any...
Are they were lesbos?
Well, I mean, it's possible because they got super offended. Mm. I was just like, okay, thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
How many more people at the real polling place do you have?
That was about it. It was really slow, like I said.
All right, so then the next tape will be at Hooters, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then let's take a break, and we will listen to Lisa talking to real live voters, and our next stop is... At Hooters.
Hooters, which is the seat of democracy in America.
Hey, Lisa, hold on, honey. Did you find anybody who voted there? Did you find anybody at Hooters who actually had voted?
I think maybe I might have seen one I voted sticker, but no, everyone's having a beer and having lunch.
Did they all still answer the questions?
Oh, yeah. I could have been there for hours.
Very good.
Okay. All right. We will be right back with more of our continuing coverage
in Election Central.
And Buzz, were you counting?
I was, as a matter of fact. And it reflects pretty much the election. Bush has 2 votes so far. Gore has 3. Nader, 1.
All right, that's our current total.
That's the count.
If you're wondering, we're going to count everybody on the tape and all the people that we call today. And by the end of the show, we'll tell you who's going to win. But right now, it's Bush with 2.
Right.
Gore with 3.
That's right.
And Nader with 1.
Very good.
That's the score right now at the bottom of the first.
Still too early to call.
3-2-1. As we will be right back here on Decision 2000.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife. I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
And why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're still marvelizing with me now.
No. I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I do things with her I can't do with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What, are you crazy?
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Is this Donna Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, this is Kim in Montrose, Virginia. How are you guys doing?
Hey. We're doing great, thank you.
Oh, I just wanted to tell you, you have me in stitches right now with this interview.
Well, just wait until you hear Lisa's interviews out at Hooters.
Yeah, with the, with the more relaxed clientele.
Uh-huh. So they're all laid back and inhibitions are all gone, huh?
No, I can't say we haven't heard them yet.
Yeah, but, a few beers at Hooters will do that for you.
Yeah, they sure will.
And our next plan, then, is to send her out live after we hear this last bit of tape. Uh-huh. We're going to send her out with a cell phone to another polling place
Very
and get
good.
Her to do some of these interviews live.
That's good.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, because I'm heading home right now. Me and my husband, we're going to go vote and everything. And by the way, it's going to be for Bush.
Okay, you know what I think? Hold on, guys.
What?
Let's count that.
Yeah, I think you have to count that.
You have to count that. That's a call we took today.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and put me in the count. By all means, so now they're tied.
Okay, so it's 3-3 and 1 for the cross-eyed queer. All right, thank you, honey. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, Mike, how's it going?
Hey, great, my friend.
Well, listen, I'm getting ready to vote here, guys, and before I do this, because it's an important decision, I wanted to make sure, what were the terms of the bet?
The bet is that if Bush wins, Mike has to go to lunch with Tom Gavin
at a very nice restaurant for a half an hour
on Friday, and if Gore wins, I have to go to lunch with Tom Gavin at a nice restaurant on Friday for a half hour, and no matter which one of us loses,
right,
the lunch will be this Friday. And the entire lunch will be taped.
Yes.
And then played back on the show.
All right. Well, Mike, I'm sorry, but I'm going Bush then.
Well, F you. Okay.
Sorry about that. That's just the way it is.
Okay, write it down, Buzz.
Well, you know what? I'll live, sir.
Yes, you will.
Write it down. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Dick.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm all over Bush. Plug it on your...
I think we have to remove those results.
The one
vote that everybody else has, because people are going to call.
Take the lady and put her in.
Uh-huh.
Don't take the last guy and don't take this guy.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
the lady was a naturally occurring phenomenon.
Absolutely, right, and it was a one-time deal.
Right. Okay, all right.
Do
thank
what they
you.
Say, though, guys.
All right, bye bye.
You know what they say. Old enough to vote, old enough to be polled.
All right, goodbye. Let's get back to Lisa's tape.
They don't say that.
And then we're going to be, hold on. Before we do get to Lisa's tape, let me try to make one of our random calls across America.
Oh, very good.
And incidentally, this person's opinion will count officially in our poll.
Excellent.
Okay.
It should. Very good.
We're going to be calling George W. Bush from Alabama.
Excellent. See what happens. This is our scientific polling that we're doing. Very scientific. Calling people with the names Bush and Gore.
And now I think I
can actually be whack.
I can actually say we're from CBS, right?
Oh,
from CBS News. There we go. Very exciting. Did I dial right?
Oh, boy. Morning, Lou Robinson.
3-3.
Calling George W. Bush of Alabama.
we found pages of George W. Bush's.
Right. go.
Get ready for exciting on-air polling.
Oh, no.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
All right, hold on.
That's a shame.
I feel you have reached this recording.
I got plenty more.
Very good.
Hold on.
See what happens. Who are we calling now, Don?
Another George W.
George W. Bush in what state?
Another one from Alabama.
Another Alabama.
And then if we don't get an answer here, I'll go to the Gores. We'll call Alberta Gore.
That's good.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this the Bush residence?
Busby?
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. We're from CBS News. We're on the air right now. I hope you don't mind going on the air with us. Here at CBS, we just had a simple question. If you voted today, who did you vote for?
I'm a Republican all the way.
So you voted for?
Bush.
Bush. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, to be fair, do you want me to call one of the Gores?
Yeah, I think that you have to be, you know, it has to be on both sides.
All right, let's try it.
If we're doing it this way.
Alberta Gore.
I'd say there's a chance that Alberta Gore might have voted for George W.
Yeah.
And they're all in Alabama. All these people with the same names are from Alabama.
Well, calling the Alabama Gores.
Well, I take it back. Some of the Gores are in Arkansas. Some are in Phoenix. A lot of them are in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. The New Jersey Gores.
All right. Alberta Gore is not there.
Alberta. I'm very disappointed Alberta Gore wasn't home.
It's too bad. All right. How about we just try regular old Albert Gore? Okay.
Let's give Albert Gore a call. And where's this one? Alabama.
Alabama.
No,
where else? I'm not making it up, bud.
No, I know.
We just did one of those search engines
right. And
typed in the name of the ad. As it turns out, most of the people are from Alabama.
Well, the South generally going for
Do you think that we could possibly add a question? Because I know you know, I just got this in for our scientific. To make it scientific, you should balance it out with what the person enjoyed for lunch today.
You got it.
Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you very much. Who did you vote for, and may I ask, what did you enjoy much today?
You know, that could be for everybody. You know, that's terrific.
All right, let's try Allison Gore.
Allison Gore.
She's in Arkansas.
Oh, very good.
That's a swing state.
So at least we've moved out of Alabama.
You bet. You'd know better than most, Buzz.
Yep, I've been there.
That's how it became a swing state.
Sorry. 663.
Nope, sorry, she's not there.
Buzz has actually visited all the swing states.
All right, let's call Alvin Gore.
Alvin! Okay. Christmas. I just want a hula hoop.
This is in Arizona. Alvin Gore in Arizona.
Okay.
Alvin!
We're sorry.
Oh.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
All right.
I don't understand. We're not getting all the Gores. I think it's fixed.
Mike, I'm trying. Oh, hold on.
I'm not buying it.
That you're gay?
You know, they did have John Lovitz doing Michael Dukakis on that show the other night, which was funny.
On the Saturday Night Live show?
That was great that he did that.
Are trying Alan Gore now.
Alan Gore.
Alan is definitely a showbiz first name.
Alan King.
Alan Gore, not there.
Alan Linewand. And, of course, he will be missed. Steve Allen.
All right, I'm going to have to go to the Naders.
Okay.
All right, we're going to move to the Naders. I'm sorry, we've gone through all the Gores and no one was at home.
I don't buy it. I think it's fixed.
You're gay!
Do you get the impression that you're gay?
Yes!
Calling, who is this, Alberto Nader?
This is Charbel Nader.
Don't forget about the lunch question.
You got it. C-H-A-R-B-E-L. Charbel Nader.
Clarabelle?
Charbel.
Well, not there.
Well, you know, it's just more evidence of a theory I've had for years. No one's home in America.
That's right.
Well, hopefully they're all voting.
All right,
everybody's at the polls.
That's right. Eddie Nader.
Eddie, kiss me goodnight. Eddie Nader.
I do Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, Eddie better.
Come on, Eddie.
Eddie Nader.
Calling the Ed Nader residence.
It's the Eddie Nader show.
The Edinator.
Edward Nader.
This
is your life.
Now, yeah, hold on. I'm going to have to go to some of our wacky names then, okay?
Okay, very good.
We have a bunch of guys named Dick Bush.
Okay.
Dick Gore. Dick Head. Dolores Head.
Right.
Charlie Head. How about we try Dick Gore?
Dick Gore. Calling the Gore residence to find out if Dick Gore voted who he voted for and what Dick Gore enjoyed for lunch today.
He's in Texas.
Oh. Bush's home state.
I saw miles and miles of Texas. No, he's not there. That's the problem with doing this goddamn random call thing.
Yeah, or the yellow.
Nobody's home. All right, I'm going to try one more. Another Dick Gore, this one from Virginia.
Oh, a Dick Gore right in our backyard.
Right, from Southern Virginia, calling Dick Gore.
Excellent.
You know, we got all the numbers. We did the search on the engine.
We're baby stepping. We're doing the work.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this
you?
Hello. CBS News calling.
We're in the midst of a meeting and we're not interested.
Hello.
Oh, that would be a vote for Gore, even. Just trying to make it a horse race. Because right now, on the official scientific dynamite poll, the election is too close to call.
That's right. We're trying Dick Bush now in Florida.
Very good.
Calling a Bushman. A Bushman.
A Bushman.
Dick Bush.
Dick Bush.
Ah, Christ. This is a good idea, but nobody's at home.
Dick Bush is out. He's out of the country.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this the Bush residence?
Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is CBS, CBS News.
Yes.
We're on the air right now. We hope that you don't mind that. We're doing a CBS poll, and we'd like to know who you voted for in the election today.
Well, I'm sick, and I haven't voted yet.
Who will you, ma'am, can we ask, who will you vote for?
I consider that an invasion of my privacy.
All right, may we ask you what you enjoyed for lunch today? Apparently not. Rob.
Jesus Christ.
Rob.
She's a whore.
Right. She's not well, Rob.
We'll come back to this scientific part of the poll. Let's go back to Lisa's tape.
Yeah. Your very evil side coming out there, Rob.
Let's go back to Lisa's tape. Here's Lisa with part two of the interview process today, talking to voters in Hooters. Roll it, Lisa.
Who do you support today?
Bush.
Now, do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
Was that Bush?
I have here that it was Al Gore.
No, it was Bush. You got arrested.
Oh, okay. Well, do you think Bush... No. Well, when you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore?
Go to the movies?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see them in the movies?
Would you prefer to see Bush or Gore at the movies?
Bush.
Now, who would, in your opinion, win a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush?
No idea.
What about Lynn Cheney and Hadassah Lieberman?
No idea.
Now, who would you do, Al or W?
Neither.
Neither? Now, do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
He's a nice guy, but I don't see he's a viable option to win. Excuse me one second.
Okay, no, that's all. Thank you very much.
Okay, cool.
All right, that was the first one.
Okay, who do you support in today's election?
George Bush.
Now, do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
Al Gore didn't get arrested for a DUI in 76. That was...
Are you sure?
George Bush had got elected.
Okay, well, then do you think the election will be affected by George Bush's 1976 DUI arrest?
No.
In your opinion, win a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush?
A cat fight, huh?
No, a fist fight. Pull out fist fight.
There she's having a harder time getting answers.
Yeah, Hooters. I want to know if this guy had a beard.
Yeah,
Lieberman.
Liquor.
Hey, Lisa. Hey, Lisa, does this guy have a beard?
Lisa?
Yeah.
Hey, okay, good.
Big beard. Big beard.
Big ZZ Top beard.
Yeah, big biker type, Lisa?
Big guy. Yeah.
Okay, let's keep rolling.
Jews are horrible fighters.
What's that?
Jews are horrible fighters.
Jews are horrible fighters.
Hold on. Oh, there's a nice anti-Semitic comment.
Back it up. Let me hear all of that in the entirety.
Jews are horrible fighters.
No, back it up farther than that.
Okay. In a fist fight? Who cares? Jews are horrible fighters. Jews are horrible fighters.
Jews are horrible fighters.
Here's your Bush, supporter there.
The vote's a vote, Mike.
You're killing me.
I want to win the bet.
Oh, my God.
I want to win the bet. Okay, keep rolling.
Now, when you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore?
If I can see both in a movie, it's a good thing.
All right. Now, do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
He's a viable option.
Who would you do, Al or W?
You got your CBS ID handy? Because I'd like to see it if I could, huh?
Like somebody just figured out Donna Mike show.
Not sure. I think Lisa sounds like she's in the
belly of the beast here.
I don't have ID on me. I'm from CBS Radio.
CBS Radio.
Yes, Infinity Broadcasting, CBS Radio.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right.
So, are you done?
All right.
Are you saying you're done with this?
No, that's all right.
Well, who would you do, Al or W?
Neither.
Okay, thank you very much.
That was
for
worth
your time.
The wait.
Let's talk to one more of these idiots.
Inspector Crusoe.
Now, you told me that you are a member of the NRA, so if your candidate wins, will you run around on the street firing your weapon?
Absolutely, at every Democrat I can find.
Oh, thank
hey,
you.
Fantastic.
Christ.
Thanks so much.
Who do you support in today's election?
Gore.
Do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
I do not know.
Okay. When you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore?
I don't go to the movies.
Okay. Say you were to go to the movies. Would you want to see some Bush or some Gore?
Gore.
Okay. Who would, in your opinion, win a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush?
Who would win a fist fight?
Come on.
I don't know.
Between Lynn Cheney and...
This is a Gore voter, I'd like to point out, everybody. It's okay.
No.
Do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
Cross-eyed queer.
Okay, who would you do, Al or W?
Neither.
Neither,
okay,
that's why I'm at Hooters.
All right, let's hear one more.
Who do you support in today's election?
Bush.
Now, do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
Al Gore's arrest or Bush?
I have down here Al Gore.
That was Bush arrest.
Okay, well, do you think that the election will be affected by George Bush's 1976 DUI arrest?
No.
Now, when you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore? In your opinion, a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush?
Don't know Laura. Couldn't tell you.
Okay. What about between Lynn Cheney and Hadassah Lieberman?
Cheney.
Now, do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
Don't know.
And who would you do, Al or W?
Bush.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, well, there you go. You've heard it from the polling place.
Very scientific polling going on in the Don and Mike show.
And you heard it from Hooters. Now, we're going to send Lisa out with a cell phone, and we're going to send her next to another actual polling place where we're going to be able to hear the answers live on the radio.
Live.
Right now.
Polling. Right now, it sounds like your man's in the front.
Buzz, what is the score?
Bush has 7. Gore has 5. Nader has 1.
Man, much like national polls, Don.
Very much.
Our polling is extremely scientific. And none of those people have been asked what they had for lunch. But I would assume if it's Hooters, probably wings.
Wings.
Wings. Mm-hmm. Wings and beer. Okay, Lisa, come here. Here's the phone.
Where's the next polling place? Is it close?
Yeah.
Yeah, relatively close.
Okay. You're doing an excellent job with this, Lisa.
Thank you.
This time, though, if they if they stop you on the question about DUI, just steamroll forward to the next question.
Just say, my information says Al Gore.
Right.
And keep going. All right. There's the phone. Call us on the hotline.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Good job.
All right. Thank bye-bye.
There goes our roving reporter.
He's great. As we continue our coverage. Now, next on Don and Mike Decision 2000, we're going to have a real treat. I'm not sure which one of the guys, but one of the actual McGillas is going to be calling the show to tell us what he's doing.
Now, you may have heard on the news stories that they have both, repaired to their various residences, and they are with family, and they're resting, but they've made a special exception to call this show today, both candidates.
Oh, it's going to be Gore. We're going to talk to Gore now.
Oh, wonderful.
Good. All right, so it'll be the Gore Man when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
For Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Mike, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Homer, watch your that's a lifesaver.
They love to hee-haw with the wrinkled meemaw. Don and Mike.
All right, look, our continuing coverage, and we'll give you our prediction based on our polling results before the end of today's show.
Very good.
So you don't have to watch all the idiots on television tonight.
Yeah, I think we're going to be very early with our exit polling. It's going to be terrific.
Coming very soon to this show, the return of Strip Trivia 2000.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And tomorrow we'll tell you about how you can have Thanksgiving dinner
with Mr. 40.
Cool. Live on the show. Thanksgiving dinner and lots of big 40s.
That'll be very exciting.
Buzz, what is the current total here on the Donna Mike Show exit poll?
Again, the count for Bush, 7, for Gore, 5, and for Ralph Nader, 1.
All right,
I think it's a significant showing for the Green Party nominee.
As another show of our fair and unbiased coverage, I'm going to go down to Nashville.
All right.
Where I understand Al Gore is waiting for our telephone call.
Excellent. All right, let's see what happens.
Be an opportunity for us to speak with Al Gore.
Vice President of the United States.
Did I dial wrong?
Albert Gore. I understand he's relaxing with his family, getting ready to watch the election results.
Yeah. Well, they all kick back in a hotel. They get those big monster suites, and they just kick back.
I'm sure he's very anxious.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
Al Gore, please.
Who's calling?
Don and Mike Show.
All right. Don, what's this about?
Scheduled interview.
Oh, okay. How are you doing today? This is Tipper. Hold on a second. Al! Al! Telephone! It's Don Geronimo.
I didn't know that was Timber.
very manly.
Hello?
Hello, Al. Is this Al Gore?
This is Al Gore.
Al, Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hello, Don. It's good to hear from you. I'm relaxing in Tennessee after my long stint on the campaign trail. Did you vote today?
Yes, I did, Al, and you'll be glad.
For you, Don.
You'll be glad to know that even though I'm officially backing the other guy,
I'm not averse to that. In a democracy,
I voted for you.
It's important for people to choose a candidate and vote. That is why we have Election Day. And I'm very gratified that you have voted today, Don. And it's great to be with you on your show. You and Mike and Buzz and Rob, to a lesser extent.
Hey, now, listen, I want to ask you something. All these times you're on TV,
yes,
you're making out with that beast Tipper who answered the telephone.
Oh, now that's unfair. I've got to stop you right there and say that is unfair what you're saying about Tipper. She's my wife of many years, and I love her.
She's a beast, though.
She's not a beast, and I'd be happy to put her on the phone with you if you think that.
Put her on the phone.
I don't think she's going to care for your comments, but... if you want to talk to her, I'll put her on the phone.
Put her on, hold on. Before you put her on the phone, let me ask you.
I'm still here.
Why do you feel...
I am still here.
Why do you feel the need to make out with her every time you guys are seen in public? I know you do.
Let me just make a clarification on this. We had an embrace and a kiss. We didn't make out. Making out is a 2-minute procedure with lots of tongue. There wasn't that much tongue. As a matter of fact, there was very little tongue in her mouth, and hers was absolutely not in my mouth when we had that kiss. So you characterizing it as making out would be inaccurate, Don.
Who's got bigger balls, your wife or Joe Lieberman?
You know, it's always that question about balls. I'll tell you right now, balls always seem to come up on your show. And I would say that from a physiological standpoint, you'd have to say Joe's are larger. However, from a metaphorical standpoint, I'd give the nod to my wife, Tipper.
No, but I'm not talking, metaphorical. I'm talking seriously.
Serious. If you were testicles?
If you were to cup them in your hand,
yes.
Who has bigger balls, Joe Lieberman or Tipper Gore?
I have never seen or touched Joe Lieberman's balls.
How big are Tipper's?
They're rather significant. I'd say in that case, since I don't have first-hand experience with Tippers, with Joe's, I'd have to give the nod to Tipper.
All right, then tell me something.
Yes.
You can put your hand down your pants right now.
I will do that if you'd like me to. Would you like me to measure my own balls?
Yeah, tell me something else.
Surely. Let's see what happens.
Who has bigger balls, Al or Tipper Gore?
Hold on a second. Undoing the suit pants. My navy blue suit pants.
Quite a bulge on Rolling Stone, by the way.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. Hers are larger.
Okay, hers.
Absolutely, Don. But I have to say something to you, to the American people, and everybody that's out there at the polling places. Somewhere on the campaign trail, I seem to have lost my keys. And if they could return my keys to me, I would be forever in their debt.
Keys to what?
The keys to all of my offices and the keys to my cars. Now, you might say, shucks, Al, you don't drive yourself anyway, but I drive my tractor on my farm in Tennessee. I drive my own private vehicles when I can, and I would really appreciate someone returning my keys to me.
All right, describe them to me. What kind of a key tag do you have?
What kind? I've got a lovely pink rabbit's foot on the end of my keys, and there are 4 or 5 of them, and also I have my vice presidential decoder ring. It's a lovely decoder ring with the vice presidential seal on it, but you can actually decode secret National Security Agency messages.
Well, now, does it have anything in there like, hotel keys, like drop in any mailbox and postage is guaranteed?
I don't think it does, Don. I think we're going to have to rely on the good-natured American people to be honest and use what I'd like to candidly refer to as the honor system.
Al, when you invented the internet, let me ask you, did you ever think that you would be able, as an offshoot of the internet,
yes,
to come up with great sites like our favorite on this show, scatlover.com?
I did not intend for things like that website to be put on the internet. When I invented it, I thought it would primarily be used for commerce between nations. It was that later that pornographers got their hands on my invention and soiled it. And in the case of scatlover.com, I really mean soiled it. That is the filthiest website that I have ever seen.
But you've seen it, huh?
Well, the first time I saw it, I was mortified. And I must say that I looked at it just last week again, and it's gotten severely worse. I think it's filthy, and there's no place for that in a Gore White House.
Have you been to Am I Hot or Not?
I love that website. You know, there's a lot of downtime, Don, on the campaign trail. And what we like to do occasionally is pick the girls we think are hot. And the pool reporters will pick another one, and I'll say, give her a 5. And then they'll say, no, she's only a 2. And then we throw the football. It's just big fun.
Hey, let me talk to Tipper.
Hold on just a second.
Good.
Honey? On Geronimo's body, though. Do you think there's a chance you could speak with him? Who is it? Don Geronimo, the disc jockey from Washington that we listen to all the time.
I don't want to talk to him.
Please? Pretty pleased with sugar on top?
All right.
Here we go. Tipper Gore, everybody.
Hello?
Hey, Tipper.
Yeah, who's this? This
is Gore, Don Geronimo, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
How you doing?
No, I'm doing great. It's been a long battle.
How's it going there with the big surfboard?
Oh, man, he's doing great. You know, he's tired. His voice is, a little raspy from the campaign trail. But, he's been doing real well. I'm a little hoarse myself.
Seriously?
I've got some great pictures, though. I've been taking some beautiful pictures on the campaign trail. And it's...
This is gorgeous.
Really, it's really been fun. You know, it's been a rock and roll campaign. We've had a good time. I've really enjoyed myself.
Tipper, tell me something.
Yeah.
How dumb is Al?
Al's not dumb at all, Don. You know that. Come on, you put me on the spot here. You really put me on the spot. He's a bright guy. I love the guy. I really do. The guy's sweet. There's a sweetness in him. There's a sweetness in him that other putz doesn't have. And I'll tell you right now, he's mine. I love him. And I think we're going to win. I think I'm going to be first lady.
He tells me that you have bigger balls than he does.
Well, you know, he's a modest guy. He's a modest guy. You know, he likes to build other people up and, not always toot his own horn, you know, unless he's talking about the things he invented and crap. But, we're real happy about...
How big are your balls?
Yeah, they're big. They're big. Yeah, they're super big. Super big. Bigger than the whole state of Wyoming. How do you like that? Is that what you wanted to hear, Pachenko?
You got big ones?
They're huge. They're super, super big. Listen, I got an invite for you. It got back to me that you and Mike, throughout the Clinton administration, towards the end of the Bush administration, you guys were kind of 86 from the White House.
Yeah, we never got invited to anything in town.
You and your whole family invited over to the White House if we went. You like that?
Yeah, only if we can see your big hairy balls.
Absolutely. You got it, buddy. Yeah, and they're big. Big as all outdoors.
Mrs. Gore.
I got a little cold.
Mrs. Gore, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, man, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Best of luck. Could you put the surfboard back on for a second?
Yeah, hold on.
Ow! I'm coming. Hello? She's just the greatest. I'll tell you right now, I am so lucky to be married to her.
You sure are.
I really am. And you know something? I think everybody should give Tipper a round of applause based on the fact that she's been so valuable on the campaign.
All right. Hey,
you hear that? They're applauding you.
We're applauding.
Thank you.
Tell her that we're applauding her balls.
There's Don just said they're applauding your balls.
Hey, Al.
Yes, you're a very, very witty and funny disc jockey.
Al, how bad is she going to beat your ass tomorrow if you wake up and you're the big loser?
Let me tell you something. I don't even want to envision that possibility. I think that what I want to do is just put myself in a burlap sack and throw myself into the river if that happens, Don. But I sure hope that, seriously, the American people will rally around my campaign and vote for me, and it'll be my childhood dream realized as being president, Al Gore. That'll be big fun, don't you think?
Our polling results currently show Buzz. What's the score?
Bush has a slight lead. 7 votes so far to Gore's 5, and 1 vote for Ralph Nader.
Well, there there's a long way to go.
That's right. It's too close to call,
okay,
really,
Buzz,
at this point.
I know you're always stumbling over the facts, and I know for a fact
well, not
facts
so much.
Don't always make the best story. Okay?
Okay. Right.
Listen, boys, I'd love to chat longer, but we've got a little napping to do before the election results tonight when I watch them in my home state of Tennessee.
All right. Well, listen, Al Gore, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Don, and just let me say one last thing. If
sure.
I could interrupt for a second.
That's
here.
All right, Al Gore.
You are one of the finest radio personalities that I've ever heard.
Thank
and
you.
I know Tipper agrees, don't you, honey?
Oh, yeah.
You have a nice day now.
Thank you.
Bye, y'all.
Everybody live from Nashville.
This is Gore.
That, in fact, was not only Al Gore, but a rare treat to talk to the big Paul Tipper Gore.
That was terrific. Boy, I mean, it was really, really neat to be able to talk to both of them.
Now, we are going to follow that up on the show today. We are going to give equal time. We're going to be calling Austin, Texas.
Very good.
Where we will be speaking to George W.
Excellent. Excellent.
And I don't know if we're going to be speaking to Mrs. W.
No, she's actually not there, but I understand his mother is with him.
Oh, there's a good chance I'll talk to Barbara Bush.
Right, absolutely. Well,
there you go. There was Al Gore and the Big Tipper.
Fantastic.
And another exclusive here on Decision 2000.
Yes, and of course, we're going to give you the results of our scientific exit polling at the end of the show.
Yes, so you'll know before you leave the show today, you're going to know who won.
Right.
We're going to try to make one more random call across America. We've tried all of the Gores and no one's at home.
Mm-hmm.
We did get a hold of a guy named George Bush.
Right.
We were not able to get anybody with the last name of Nader.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to try our worldwide listing of people named Spiewak.
See how the Spiewaks are lining up.
As in Rob Spiewak. We're going to be calling in South Florida, Harold Spiewak.
Harold Spiewak. I wonder if he's like our own Rob Spiewak, chairman of the hate party.
And in just a moment, we should be talking again with Lisa live at a polling place.
Very good. Excellent.
At a high school around here where people are actually voting, she'll be able to do some live interviews.
Hello?
Hello, is this a Spiewak resident?
Yes.
Hi, this is CBS Radio calling, CBS News. The guy said he did mind going on the air with
us. Well, that's a shame. Would have liked to get to, want to get this voting moving on here.
We want to get the pulse of this because as go the Spiewak, so goes America. I'll tell you what, he had the Spiewak demeanor.
He did indeed. Cold. How's that?
Life. All right, I'm trying another Spiewak. This time it's Ed Spiewak.
Ed, Rob, do you know Ed?
Hello?
There, though. Yeah. Hi, is this the Spiewak residence?
Yes.
Hi, this is CBS Radio. We're on the radio right now, nationally, CBS News. Hope you don't mind going on the air. We're doing a quick CBS exit poll, and we are wondering if you could tell us who you voted for today.
Okay, Gore.
Gore.
Mm-hmm.
And
can I ask you one last polling question? What did you enjoy for lunch today?
Just a regular sandwich.
Regular sandwich? Would you like to mention the meat?
It was ham, and there was also cheese.
Oh. Ham and cheese
good.
Sandwich. Very
right.
good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that poll question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Poll answer.
Don't forget, watch CBS.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Bye-bye. That's it. Well, ham sandwiches mean a vote for Gore.
And Buzz, that means now as we go to break, the score is?
This truly does reflect America, I think. We have 7 votes for Bush, 6 for Gore, and 1 for Nader.
All right, we'll go live to Lisa at a high school where people are actually voting.
Very good.
For more of our Man on the Street stuff, we'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, friends. William Shatner here, lounging on the sun deck of a swanky hotel in sunny Miami.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
The mayors of Cunnyland, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I know Lisa's on the line at the polling place. Let me just bring another political expert on the show.
Oh, good.
Very quickly. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tom.
How you guys doing?
As you know, Tom Gavin is the subject of our Bush versus Gore bet. Tom, can you hold on?
Yes, I will.
While I talk to Lisa?
Okay.
Okay, come right back.
Very good, Tom.
Okay. Hello, Lisa? Hello?
Lisa, come in, Lisa.
Well, that's what happened.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Dixie.
Dixie?
Dixie?
Oh, hold on. I picked up the wrong line.
Dixie Carter?
Who is this?
Dixie from Georgia.
Yes, Dixie.
Well, I knew that y'all wouldn't know to call me and ask me who I voted, so I just thought I'd take a chance and give y'all a buzz and let you know.
All right, well, Dixie, that doesn't count, though, if you call us and tell us who you voted for.
Well, and I had a turkey sandwich, too.
All right. Oh, to you. Well, who did you vote for, just out of curiosity?
I voted for Al Gore.
Al Gore, and you had a turkey sandwich.
All right, we can't count it, but thank you.
Okay, well, you can just, you know, you can tell people on there. And I listen to y'all out of Greenville, the Peak.
Right.
And I just love y'all. Y'all have given new life to Cooking Supper in the afternoon.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
No, I mean, I don't mind doing it because my husband's on the treadmill, and I just get in here and fix him something to eat.
I love y'all.
I want you bad.
Well,
bye.
Let me tell you, bye. You know, for everybody on the show, we all wish we were in Dixie.
Bye. I bet there was room for us in Dixie. Joining us now from an actual polling place, here is our own wonderful Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great now. Before you heard Lisa on tape, she was out earlier doing some interviews. She has the same questions now, and she's going to actually be approaching people live on the air to do the same interviews. Now, without giving the name of the school you're at, are you at a elementary school, junior high school, or a high school?
I'm at a senior high school.
Senior high school. You're at a polling place, and are there people after work that are voting now?
Yeah, I see lots of people coming in their business suits with their tags on, stuff from work, heading in and out of the building right now.
All right, well, listen, go to it. You're doing a great job. All we would ask is that on that second question, anybody asks you, just say, well, that's the information you have, and push right through.
Okay,
more of our very scientific poll happening now, talking live to actual voters. Go ahead, Lisa.
Excuse me, sir. Hi, I'm doing a live radio poll here about the election. Can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
Okay, and who did you support in today's election?
Gore.
And do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
Al Gore's?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know he was arrested. I thought it was George Bush who was arrested.
That's the information I have here. Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest.
It was George Bush who was arrested, not Al Gore.
Oh, okay.
It's that kind of information's running around. My goodness.
Okay, well, when you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore?
I prefer to see Gore at the movies.
Okay, who would, in your opinion, win in a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush?
I'd go with Tipper.
And why is that?
She just has more assertiveness about her.
Okay, yeah, but... and what about a fist fight between Lynn Cheney and Hadassah Lieberman?
Lieberman will get under Cheney's guard. He'll get him.
Okay. Now, do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
I don't know about his eyes.
Again.
Now, who would you do, Al or W?
Have Tipper.
No, if you had to choose between Al or W, who would you choose?
All right, tell him thank you.
I'm a virgin.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, Mr. Virgin.
Oh, man, these are live. This is our live scientific poll, and I believe the race is tightening.
Yes, it is. Now, listen, the next guy, make sure, Lisa, you tell him you're live from CBS News.
Okay.
And at the very end, ask if they're a gun owner, because if they are, then you can throw in the NRA question.
Very good.
Hey, excuse me, folks. I'm doing a live CBS News radio man on the street interview. Can I ask you a couple questions? Okay, who do you support in today's election?
Ralph Nader.
Wow.
Do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
No.
Okay.
Wait, you mean Bush's DUI arrest?
The information I was given was Al Gore's 1976.
No.
It's not good information.
No, it's not good information.
Bush, okay. Well, go to the movies. Do you prefer to see Bush or Gore?
Neither.
And in your opinion, who would win a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush?
I can't imagine either one of them ever doing
that.
Can't be real.
It's real. No, absolutely real. We're live on the radio right now. Now, what about a fist fight between Lynn Cheney and Hadassah Lieberman?
Just wait. The Nader question's coming up next.
I don't know.
Okay. Now, who would you do, Al or W?
She's waiting till the end of that one.
Who would I do?
Al or W?
Who's W?
George W.
Oh. Who would I do what to him?
You know, who would you do if you had to...
All right, move on to the next question.
Who?
Yeah.
George.
George. Okay, now are you a gun owner, sir?
Yes.
Yes. Now, if your candidate wins, will you run around in the street firing your weapon?
Absolutely not.
Okay, one more quick question. Do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
Not at all. He is probably the smartest of the three put together.
Yeah, he's supporting
okay,
his candidate.
Thank you very much.
There you go. I like that one. All right. That was a good interview.
All right, Lisa, now see if you can find a woman to interview next.
Okay, there really aren't many.
Okay. Just remember, honey, go with the CBS thing. And after the... And you know what? I think we should forget the Lynn Cheney, Hadassah Lieber...
Yeah, good idea. Good idea. Right, and you can throw in if it's a gun owner or the NRA question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what did you say about the Lynn Cheney and Hadassah
Lieber? You can bag that question.
Just go with the Tipper Gore versus Bush's one.
Yeah, because some people are just totally confused by that one.
Yeah. Okay, let's go with another live interview for CBS News.
Okay, I'll try and find... Here's a gentleman standing right here.
All right, good.
Can I ask you some questions? We're live on CBS News Radio. Who do you support in today's election?
Actually, I'm going to write in McCain.
McCain. Now, do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
It's Bush.
Are you sure? The information I was given says Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest.
I think it was Michael Mayer's DUI arrest.
Oh! Okay, all right.
All right, get away from him.
Move away from that guy. The guy who knows what's going on.
Never arrested, sir.
Okay. Let's move on here next.
To the best of my recollection.
Can I ask you some questions for my live broadcast here for the news?
Sure.
Who do you support in today's election? Al Gore. Okay, now do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
It was George Bush.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay, because information I was given says Al Gore in 1976 was arrested for DUI.
I think they gave you the wrong information.
All right, well, when you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore?
Gore.
Okay, now who would, in your opinion, win a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush?
Oh, Tipper. Tipper rocks.
And...
She rocks, that's why she would win.
Yeah, Tipper, definitely. Okay, now do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
I don't know about his eyes, but I don't think he's a viable option.
Okay, now who would you do, Al or W?
Who would I do?
Mm-hmm.
I'd vote for Al.
Now who would you do if you had to...
I don't understand that question. Is it a generational...
Tell her thank you.
Okay, thank you.
George Allen.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
You know what I love about this is that even after the question about the DWI, which we obviously got in there, is a
people still hang in there.
Yeah,
like, God love them.
The questions get dumber and dumber.
Americans love media. If there's a chance they're going to be on TV or on the radio, they're going to stick with it.
All right, now, Buzz, what's the score now?
Wow, it's amazing. Gore now in the lead with 8 to Bush's 7. Nader has 2, and John McCain has 1.
don't count the McCain guy because he was the guy who listened to the show.
Oh, that's right. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He doesn't count.
All right. Find somebody else, Lisa.
There's a lot of young people about my age just kind of hanging out. I think I've been figured.
Oh, you think so?
They're on to you?
Can you go? Could you actually go inside the polling place?
I don't think they'll let me go.
They don't let you go in there?
No, they don't even let you wear a campaign button.
No.
Mary Francis.
Can I?
Sounds like Big Dumb Jim.
Oh,
okay.
What's he saying to you?
They're asking one of the voting officials if I can go inside and do these live interviews.
Oh, good. Yeah, and don't forget to tell them you're CBS News.
So I'm from CBS News. We're live on the radio right now.
I can't make that decision. You can go to the door.
Okay.
And ask for Jamie.
Okay.
All right, go to the door.
Okay.
Ask for Jamie.
I'm asking for
Jamie. This is good. I love this happening live. We're right at a polling place.
Okay.
You're getting real-time results.
Oh, here's the janitor. You want me to ask him?
Yeah. Well, if he's voted.
Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you a couple quick questions?
Yeah, well, CBS News.
Okay. No. They don't speak English.
Okay.
Empty hallways. I don't know where the voting is. Excuse me.
Are you, like, wandering the hallways of a high school?
Oh, you know what? She's getting a bad sound. Lisa, you got to go back outside.
Go back outside, Lisa.
Okay, I'm running outside.
All right, go back outside because the phone's breaking up inside the school.
Okay, can you hear me?
Were you just wandering the hallways of the high school?
Oh, yeah, I was definitely wandering. It's empty in there. I don't even know where the poles are.
Well, just find some people outside.
Did you find anybody else out there?
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm on live with CBS News on the radio right now. Can I ask you a couple quick questions? Okay, no, thank you. That was enough.
Thank you. All right. Funny. You're doing a fine job today, Lisa.
Yeah, not you, Lisa, her.
Oh.
I mean,
thank you.
Who doesn't have time to be interviewed live for CBS?
Here, here. CBS Radio.
Oh, dear.
So are there no new voters coming in right now?
Not really, not really. Excuse me, folks. I'm live on CBS News on the radio. Can I ask you a couple quick man on the street questions here for our election poll?
Sure.
Okay, who do you support in today's election? Bush. Okay, now do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest? I thought that was Bush.
Al Gore didn't have a 1976 DUI arrest.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I didn't know anything about it. If he did, I thought that was Bush. Okay, so...
People are so dumb.
Do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's arrest? No. Okay, now when you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore? The movies? Yes, ma'am.
Jeez, we got one here.
Doesn't get it.
I guess Bush. Okay, now, sure. Who would, in your opinion, win a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush? That's a tough one. Maybe Laura. Maybe Laura. She was a teacher, had to deal with kids.
Oh.
Okay, now, do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer? I wouldn't call him a cross-eyed queer, but I don't think he's a viable option either. Okay, and who would you do, Al or W? I would not do either.
Interesting answer, yeah.
If you had to choose, W. Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. Yeah. Okay, it's getting a little bit busy now. Lots more cars pulling into the parking lot.
All right, keep at it. Buzz, okay. What's the current total?
It's tied again. Bush with 8, Gore with 8, Nader with 2.
Right, you're listening to live polling. I want to tell you something. We're not like the dicks on TV that say we can't tell you the results until the polls close.
Right.
We've got Lisa at a school right now interviewing real voters.
And when it's all over, we will have our exit polling completed, and we will announce the winner. I should mention that our exit polling has a margin of error plus or minus 50%.
But we guarantee we'll give you the winner before we leave today.
Absolutely.
Okay, keep going, Lisa.
Okay. It's just the campaigning people outside right now.
I waited in line 25 minutes today to vote. I heard reports of 45 minutes. A lot of people
voted. Rob said he waited 45 minutes today, right?
Sir, can I ask you some questions for our live CBS News broadcast?
Yeah,
I heard it. Okay, who do you support in today's election?
Undecided.
Undecided.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think the election will
undecided
be affected by
the voting
Al Gore's
booth.
1976 DUI arrest?
Al Gore? I don't know.
You don't know. Now, when you go to the movies, do you prefer
we got a real
Bush
dope
or
here.
Gore?
Neither one.
Neither one. Okay, well, who, in your opinion, would win a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush? Tipper Gore, and why is that?
She seems a little bigger.
And do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer? A viable option. Now, if you had to choose, who would you do, Al or W?
Al or W?
Al or W, who would you do?
Oh, we got one here.
I say W.
You say W. Okay, thank you very much for your time,
thought
sir.
Thought long and hard about that answer.
Ask the person when they're going to plan on deciding.
Yeah, Lisa, ask that guy when he's going to vote.
Well, sir, you're undecided. When are you going to vote?
7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock. The polls close at 7.
I'll be there at 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock. Well,
but
well, good luck to you.
Yeah, wait. He hasn't made up his mind yet.
He's undecided. He hasn't made up his mind.
Does he reek of domestic wine?
All right. See if you can find one more.
Okay, hold on.
She's just stinking a thunderbird.
Undecided.
Undecided. 7 o'clock.
I'm
live on CBS Radio doing exit poll interviews. Can I ask you a couple quick questions?
Okay.
Okay. Who did you support in today's election?
Gore Lieberman tickets.
Okay. Now, do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
What do you mean, George W. Bush's? But
Yeah, the information I have down here says Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest. Do you think that that will affect the election in any way?
I would say no.
Okay. Now, when you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore?
Gore.
Who would, in your opinion, win a fist fight between Tipper Gore and Laura Bush?
Tipper Gore.
And why is that?
He comes across a stronger personality.
Stronger personality. Do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
I don't see him as a viable option this election.
Okay. And if you had to choose, who would you do, Al or W?
The great people are just answering these questions.
Do Al.
Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Well, I am amazed that people don't say to her, like, after the first goof question,
yeah, what the, get out of here.
Like, look at that guy.
You know, it's a tribute to, I think, we got to give Lisa a round of applause. Yeah. She's doing a great job with these interviews.
There's no doubt you have a hot girl out there.
Right, and people just will answer any question.
Okay, Buzz, I want to get at least one or two more. What's the score?
Gore now leads with 9, Bush has 8, Nader has 2.
Wow, it's neck and neck.
It is.
Okay, Lisa, could you get one or two more?
I'm on live right now. Yeah, I've got a couple of people pulling up.
I could listen to this all day.
Oh, me too.
I really could. I mean, because this is the kind of crap that you'll never see on TV.
No.
You'll never see this, someone really in front interviewing people.
Exactly.
I mean, besides asking the stuff about who they voted for, I mean, all this other crap that people are going along
and taking so seriously.
Sure.
I'm having to walk across the parking lot now.
God damn.
Meeting people halfway.
It's some good stuff today. I wish it was election day every day.
Yeah, fantastic.
This is better than when we sent her to the DMV.
Oh, much better.
It really is.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. See if you can get at least one more.
Lisa?
Oh, wait, no, I interviewed him earlier.
Oh.
He's back again. I've already interviewed him.
Are you out of people then?
No, I'm walking over to another car here.
Okay. I think you get one more.
Excuse me, sir?
Here we go.
Hi. I'm live on CBS Radio doing an interview for the elections. Can I ask you a couple quick questions? Okay, who did you support in today's election?
I supported Gore.
Gore. Now, do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
Al Gore's?
Yes, sir.
No, I don't.
Sorry?
I think it was Bush's.
No, the information I have here says 1976 Al Gore DUI arrest.
No, I don't think it's going to matter.
Okay, now when you go to the movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore?
Bush.
Bush, okay. Now, in your opinion, who'd win a fist fight, Tipper Gore or Laura Bush?
I'd have to go with Tipper Gore.
And why is that?
She looks kind of manly.
She looks kind of manly. Do you perceive Ralph Nader to be a viable option or just a cross-eyed queer?
I'd say he's neither one.
Neither one. If you had to choose, who would you do, Al or W?
I had to do one?
Mm-hmm.
Do it, Al. It's handsome.
It's handsome. All right. Thank you very much for your time.
All right.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Now, Lisa, does anybody know, Wendell would know, is the NRA open now?
I don't know.
Yeah, I would assume they'd be open now.
Would she be able to go over there
for election day, but I bet there are always people there.
The firing range is open.
Interview people from the NRA?
I can go hang out at the NRA. I'll check in with you guys in a little bit. I'll head over there.
Yeah, Lisa, there's like a lower level to the parking area, and that's the entrance to the firing range.
All right, well,
lower level.
Go to the NRA and call us for your final round of Man on the Street interviews.
You got it, guys.
All right, excellent. Thank you. That's Lisa.
Will the votes count at the NRA, Don?
Yes, they sure do, Mike.
That's
totally ridiculous. They sure do.
That is not fair.
They would only take a couple. What's the score?
The current percentage is 50% for Gore, 40% for Bush, 10% for Nader.
And what are the actual scores, Buzzy?
10 for Gore, 8 for Bush, 2 for Nader.
Should point out, once again, our scientific poll has a margin of error, plus or minus 50%.
I'm telling you, this is probably going to be more accurate than the crap you see on TV tonight.
Probably.
Let me try to call another one of our wacky people picked at random.
Very good.
To help the survey, call another George Bush, this time in California.
Uh-huh.
Calling George Bush of the California Bushes.
We just did a search engine on the name George Bush, Al Gore, and everybody in America named Spiewak.
Very good.
Came up with pages and pages. How about Georgette Bush.
Georgette Bush.
Wonderful.
Georgette Bush.
Where does Georgette live?
California.
Also?
Alabama.
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 A lot of bushes in Alabama.
Sure are. 8-4
No, not home.
All right, hold on. That number's changed. All right, let me try another George Bush.
We're going to get one George Bush. I don't think we've gotten an Al Gore yet.
No, and we tried Albert Gore, right. Alberta Gore.
Alberta Gore.
We tried
Alan Gore.
Alan Gore.
Right.
Well, you know what? Maybe we didn't try was Alfred Gore.
Alfred Gore. Hello, this is Alfred Gore.
I know we tried Allison Gore.
Right. Yep. And she wasn't home.
All right. No answer at Georgette Bush's house. Let me try Alfred Gore.
Alfred. Hello, Alfred. Alfred E. Gore.
Are these calls all made at random, so we have no way of knowing if these people are at home or not.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Gore residence?
Yeah.
Hi, this is CBS Radio, CBS News. We're on the air right now. I hope you don't mind that. We're doing... Can you tell us what you did for lunch today? You voted for, just to help with our poll information?
Hello?
Ma'am?
Well, that wasn't Alfred Gore, but it was probably Mrs. Alfred Gore.
I think so. Okay.
And she enjoyed a deli sandwich from Schlotsky's.
Schlotsky's.
Alfred Gore!
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Okay. I'm down now.
Okay.
Boy.
Well, that counts as a nothing. Okay, so right. What are you going to do? The vote stands where it stands now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
We'll send Lisa to the NRA to do her final a bit of man on the street interviews.
She'll be asking all the same questions with the additional, if your candidate wins, will you fire your weapon in the air?
How about we come back, another exclusive, when we talk to one of the candidates. Oh, hold on, I almost forgot. Hey, Tommy.
Tom Gavin.
I know I told Tom we'd come back to him.
Right. Well, you gotta consider memory loss.
Right. Okay, well, Tom Gavin was on the phone. He's the guy who's at the base of our bet.
Yep.
Either Mike or I will have to go to lunch with Tom at a prominent restaurant on Friday.
Right. For 30 minutes.
The entire meal will be taped and played back on the show on Friday. I'm for Bush.
Mm-hmm.
He's for Gore.
You bet I am.
Even though I voted for Gore today. I'm still taking Bush in this election, okay?
We'll see what happens. Our polling, our scientific polling data is showing perhaps an upset.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, Don.
Yes.
I heard of a statistic today that every president... A statistic?
Pardon me?
A statistic.
Oh, okay.
A statistic, yes?
Yeah. That every president that has been voted in a year that ended with zero has been murdered or died of natural causes.
All right. You know, I've got news for you, sir. Every individual on Earth is going to either be murdered or die of natural causes.
I love Don and Mike show.
Hey, do you know you just got dumped out?
Why?
Talking to that lady? I didn't hear a word of her. That's why
that's because of the technicality. They probably did that.
Right.
Okay, why, I wanted to know they were editing.
The lady we talked to said, I mind. You know, she...
No, we didn't have anybody say she... No, the lady didn't have a problem going on the air. She didn't want to tell us who she voted for.
They just dumped her whole voice.
Yeah, you know, was is los with that?
Those crazy censors.
I'm serious.
Those kukula censors.
Maybe we'll get some Nazi censors today. I said, like, hi, this is CBS. We're on the air. We hope you don't mind going on the air with us. She didn't want to tell us who she voted for. Jesus. People are missing some of the best moments on this show.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to comment on that guy talking about the presidents who have died.
Yes.
There was Ronald Reagan who was attempted, and he lived.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, very
bye,
good.
Bye. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
The segment of our audience still believes it's Halloween.
Hello. You're on the air. What? What?
Bad cell phone.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike show. Followed by another bad cell phone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, just to be fair to Mike, why don't you send Lisa to an abortion clinic also?
Okay. That way, you know, it makes it even that way.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Somebody's got their thinking cap on today.
I'll just send her to the clinic where she went just a couple of weeks
ago. Oh, stop it.
Okay. I know that's a joke. And she had to get on the air and say she didn't really have an abortion.
A little joke.
We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
What brings you here? I heard about your trouble with Batu. Thought I'd come to lend a hand.
Thank you, my son.
He's fought you. He's my own student.
The five city monks, they've all been killed. It was Batu and his gang.
Where's Batu now?
Well, I'm not really sure. What'll we do?
As for Batu, deal with him as you think fit.
Clown porn aficionados, Don and Mike.
Listen, indecision choose housing continues.
Very good.
We've got our polling results. And in the last hour, I don't know if you heard it or not, we had an exclusive with both of the Gores.
Yes.
With Al Gore and with Big Tipper Gore.
Yes, we did.
And now, balanced and fair, I'm calling Austin, Texas, to the home of George W. Bush.
Excellent.
You're going to be at his mansion. I think the Gores were in a hotel, but I think what I heard was that Bush is just going to be at his house.
Right.
At his big J.R. Ewing house.
Hello, man, the dumb man. Hey, how are you?
Hello, George.
I'm right back at you, buddy. Right back at you.
G-Dub?
You're fine, man. Thanks for your support. I appreciate your support. Hold on, I got a phone call here. Yeah.
Hello, G-Dub?
Yeah, who's this?
Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show.
Don! How you doing? How's it going? It's good to hear from you. We were down here, you know, having a pre-party, getting ready for the bigger party. It's going to be later than tomorrow. We're going to have an even bigger party, I think. But we're right now, it's just the pre-party of the party, if you know what I mean. It's, the advanced part of the thing.
G-Dub, can I ask a question? G-Dub, I know that the election is...
Man, you push that up for me, will you, Don?
The election is...
Get my mom in here, too. She wants you. I want to give me a toddy.
Hey, toddy. G-Dub?
Yeah, Don, how are you doing? How are things up in... Excuse me. How are things up in Washington, D.C.? I just want to say we're excited about the prospects of being up there, you know, and...
Are you effed
running
up?
Running the government. It's,
are you effed up?
I've had a cocktail or two, but I'm not, you know, I wouldn't describe myself as effed up.
Now, you're not going to be driving tonight, are you?
I have a driver, and honestly, when you're in the election, you're fighting for the nominee, I mean, the parties, they'll, let me just give me a beat.
The party's nomination?
I know. Well, I'm fighting for your vote to be president. So the election is so important to people. I just want to see this opportunity to say it's good to try to vote.
Hey, I want to tell you something funny.
There you go.
You want to hear something funny?
Yeah, I got a great one for you.
Okay.
Man, let me tell you, man. There's one I got. You hear the one about the two Jews in the barbershop?
Oh, man,
that's a good one. That made me mix company. I don't want to say that.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Let me tell you.
We got that Speedwag boy working for you, don't
we? Yeah, we do.
All right. So what's going on, man?
I want to tell you something funny.
I'll
tell you. We've sent... Our girl, Lisa?
Oh, yeah, she's a great little piece of ass, isn't she?
We've sent her out to various polling places.
How's Buzz Burbank doing?
He's doing fine.
Is he on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Governor.
Buzz Burbank, George W.
Hi, Governor.
How are you? How y'all doing?
I'm fine.
It's good to hear from you. I understand you got a different point of view.
Yes, we do.
And that's what makes America great.
That's right.
Having different points of view.
That's correct, sir.
But I'm going to... Prevail.
Well,
there
maybe.
No, that's what I was going to say to you a minute ago. I'm going to prevail.
Prevail.
Fantastic.
So we're sending her out to do like these man on the street interviews.
Yeah, 2 seconds, Don.
Okay.
God love you. 2 seconds.
All right, hold on.
2 seconds. I want 2 olives. Two olives, please. Man. Thank you. Yes, all right. Yeah, no, you're doing a good job.
I like three. Man. George?
Hello.
You ever try to do 3 olives?
No, is that good?
Hey, and Robbie, where are those olives you got me for my birthday?
Oh, yeah. Jalapenos in them.
I like jalapenos. I love Mexican food.
Are you having a teeny right now?
I'm trying. Well, she's getting one here right now.
Here's what you do.
It's a cute little thing right over here. You're all right.
You get it with Grey Goose vodka.
Grey Goose vodka. I'm going to pass this right along to her. I'm going to talk to her right now. I'm going to tell her what you're telling me, and we'll relay it down the phone line. This is heavy-duty sophisticated, whatever. Hey, honey, what kind of vodka did you say?
Grey Goose.
Grey Goose vodka.
A double. Just a splash of vermouth.
Splash of vermouth.
And then what you want is olives with jalapeno peppers inside. Three of them.
Oh, they might not have that. No, they have just about everything. We got a lot.
Sure.
Governor's Mansion is just loaded with all sorts. Sure. And I want olives with jalapeno.
And now listen, tell her you want a dirty martini, which means she has to take a little of the olive juice and pour it inside.
Oh, now you're getting all complicated. I mean, it's pouring the booze in there. All right, come on now. Get all that complicated crap. I don't want to tax her brain. I'm grateful to you. And I'm grateful to everybody that supported my campaign. And, right now it's party time. And I'll tell you, I've worked very long and hard for this time. And I just think that the words just aren't coming because I've been up so long. We want a gathering together of a residual conglomerate of people that they're going to vote for George W.
All right, now listen
to
this.
My dad's here, my mom's here. We're all happy and feeling good and strong, and I am so buzzed.
I want to tell you a joke. Listen to this. So we're sending Lisa out to these polling places.
Oh, excuse me.
And the second question that we have are asking
for. Yeah, second question. Yeah, go ahead. I'm with you. What you saying there?
Do you think that Al Gore's DUI is going to affect him in this election?
He likes it.
He just keeps asking a polling question about Al Gore's DUI. You are killing me. That's the funniest effing thing I've heard in a long time, Don. And what are people saying?
Well, now, some people are saying it's you, but you'd be amazed how many people are saying, no, it just doesn't affect them.
You're killing me with that. I tell you right now, that's funny. You know, we need to laugh. We need to laugh in this country, and we have to take pause, and we have to think about laughter. Laughter makes the world go around, and I love to laugh, Don. I love to laugh more than I like to think. And I tell you right now, I just think that if we can find time to.
Is your mama there?
Oh, yeah, she's over in the corner.
Guy's on to her?
Yeah, she's mad at me.
What, did you grow up?
She says, you shouldn't do that. You're going to have cameras. Mama, look, I'm damn. Little Tony for George W. Mama. Mama. Come on over here. Here she comes. She's quiet, but she's angry with me. She's not even speaking to me. She'll speak to you, though. It's an interview.
I know.
I know you're mad. All right. No, it's radio guy.
Hello?
Mrs. Bush.
Who's this?
Barbara Bush, Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God. From years ago. From years ago, you were the radio guy.
Yeah, hi, Mrs. Bush.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. How have you been? How is your wife and your family? It's so good to hear your voice. Oh, my boy is running for president. Did you hear? Just a little joke I made.
Hey, Barbara.
Oh, yes, Don.
How drunk is he right now?
Oh, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. He's starting the party early. Always has, always will. But he's very, very, he's an excitable boy. And he's very excited about the prospect of winning the White House. So I said, you can have a little thimbleful, but you know what it's like. You give him one, and then it's Lay's potato chips. He is really smashed now.
Yeah. Mrs. Bush?
Yes, Don, so good to hear you. You know, we used to talk all the time when my husband was in the White House.
How are you? From a woman's...
I'm getting older.
From a woman's point of view.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing as well as can be expected. I'm not as spry as I once was. I'm not as dynamic. But it's been a thrill. It's been a thrill to be on the campaign trail of George W., my son. He loves his mother, and I love him, and I hope he wins, of course.
Mrs. Bush, I would be remiss if I did not ask you, have you had a nice BM today?
I have. You used to always ask me that when my husband was in the White House. I have. And it was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. They haven't always been in the last couple of months, what with the pressure and the diet going from city to city. But this morning's was perfect. It was gigantic, with no more odor than a hot biscuit.
Well, it was great, great talking to you. Will you put your son back on, please?
Of course I will. Don, you take care of yourself.
And thank you, Mrs. Barbara Bush.
All right, he wants to talk to you again. Are you
behaving?
How you doing? Oh, man, we're just having a party. We're having a party that's going to go all night long and into tomorrow. And then after that, because, you know, here's the deal. I just found something up. One of my guys came up to me and told me, you're going to love this, Don.
What's that?
The party, I don't have to. If I win today,
yeah.
I don't have to get sworn in or nothing till January. So I can party all through the rest of November and December. And then, you know, I'd probably clean up after Christmas a little bit and then be ready to go in January, like 12th or 13th or something. It's fantastic. And I just want you to, can I make my last, can I use your airwaves here?
Sure, go ahead.
Because I'm making a lot of phone calls to the talk to the guys.
Disc jockeys?
I just want to say, I need your vote. It's important. For people to get out to the polling places and pay attention and exercise their duty and their right and vote for George W. because I'd love to be your president. If I'm fortunate enough to win your vote, I'll be very grateful, and I will party my ass off right up through December 25th. But after Christmas, I'm going to settle down and do the job. I swear to God, I will.
George?
I'll settle down and do the job.
What will you do if you wake up in the morning?
Yeah.
And who knows what time it might be tomorrow, 11, 1, 2 in the afternoon, whenever you wake up.
Well, yeah.
What if you wake up and you've lost?
I thought about that. I did. First of all, it's not going to happen. I'm very confident. And I've shown that to people everywhere I've been. But if that happens tomorrow, that's a good thing, Don. It's a party either way. It's a party if I win. It's a party if I lose. If I lose, we got a lot of people out here going to be out of work. Got a lot of people on my campaign, and we're just going to be pouring down the booze. We got a lot of booze. We got cases of Jack Daniels, Johnny Walker Red. We got vodka. We got lots of stuff coming in. There's going to be a margarita bar tomorrow at 12 noon, regardless of what the outcome is, so it doesn't matter to me. But if I can be serious for a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was being serious before, but your vote's important. I want you to get out there and vote for me.
All right.
Because I'm a leader. I'm a leader. You understand me? And really, and get somebody else, because my campaign and you, the voter, I want to have a good camaraderie. Yeah, that's it. And God love you. God bless the United States of America. And you give that Lisa, you give her my very best, won't you, please?
I will, George.
All right, Mama says goodbye. Mama, say goodbye to Don.
Bye, Mama.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mama.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, we've gone both live now to Nashville, Tennessee, and Austin, Texas.
He sounds extremely confident.
You heard both candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And here now is the guy who is online.
Hello?
He's what we're betting.
Yep.
Our election bet on. Mm-hmm.
This is what it's all about.
Ladies and gentlemen, the monster.
Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
As you know, whichever one of us loses this presidential election bet,
right,
we'll have to go to lunch on Friday, this Friday, with Tom the Monster.
Tom Gavin.
Sit in a public place in a nice restaurant for 30 minutes, have lunch with Tom, and tape the entire affair.
Have lunch, have conversation.
Yes.
And then bid you adieu. So, Tom, how are you doing today?
Good. I went to vote at Green Bar. There was a handful of people out there.
All right, you know what? Tom's vote counts in our poll.
Yes, absolutely it counts.
It does. Tom, who did you vote for?
Al Gore.
Al Gore!
Who knew?
Wow, Tommy.
He's a liberal monster.
Why did you vote?
I thought he'd go the other way, didn't you?
Why did you vote for Gore?
Because he's been in the president's place 18 years.
Been in the president's place 18 years. Good reason, Tom.
I like Tom,
that.
Are you looking forward to lunch on Friday, no matter who it's with?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And
what are you going to enjoy for lunch, Tom?
I don't know what's going to be for lunch.
I mean, what do you like? What do you like to eat?
I don't I don't know.
Tom, what do you like to eat for lunch?
Hamburgers.
It's got to be something we can eat in 30 minutes.
Okay, hamburgers.
Okay, we'll probably go to a nice upscale restaurant.
Do you like steak, Tom?
What?
Do you like steak?
I like steak.
Uh-huh.
Baked potato.
Steak, baked potato.
And salad.
And salad.
Very good. That's easy.
That'll be the lunch.
Yeah.
All right, now, Tom, who knows who's going to win the election? It's too close to call, but let me ask you right now.
Go ahead.
Of the two of us, Don, Mike, who in your heart do you want to go to lunch with?
Don.
Aren't I the lucky one?
You are lucky.
Good luck, Don.
Tom, I certainly hope you get your wish.
I hope I do.
I really do. I really hope you get your wish.
Jesus Christ.
Starting to look a little bleak, isn't it?
Oh, dear. All right. Thank you, Tommy.
If Carl's out there, I said, hi, Carl, if you're listening.
All right, Tom, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, there's something from the past.
Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
There he is.
Yeah.
One of our lunch dates.
That's it. Hopefully you, not me.
We will see what happens. But, you know, since he wants it to be you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's like the kiss of death.
He did vote for Gore.
Because don't forget, Dennis wanted it to be you, too.
I know. I know.
And that one came true, too.
I know.
Although when I balance those two out,
uh-huh. Right.
You know, Dennis is looking more like Brad Pitt.
Sure.
You know, compared to Tom Gavin, for goodness sakes. Jesus Christ.
Hey, just remember, though, you know, no matter what happens, you're still throwing a pie at Stossel.
Oh, yeah, that'll be on tomorrow's show. Let me check in with Lisa. Hi, Robbie.
And also, make sure you don't let Tom figure out the tip.
No, I won't. Don't worry.
If it's me. Let me see if Lisa's at the NRA yet. Hi, baby. Are you at the NRA yet?
I'm approaching it right now. Traffic was really, really bad. We're getting ready to turn in the parking lot.
Okay, great. Call as soon as you get there.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Lisa, ready to do the final part of our polling.
Mm-hmm. On the street interviews.
Right. At the NRA. Let's call one more person at random.
Very good.
From our list of people who have the same names. Let's try to call the Naders.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
In the Don and Mike scientific poll, Gore has 11, Bush has 8, and Nader has 2.
Boy, I gotta come back here.
Yeah. Good luck.
I gotta get me some bushes.
Go get the bushes.
Important.
Not enough bush on this show today.
The Nader is
calling Jimmy Nader.
Ideally, with our scientific poll, should be a tie.
Yes. Meaning there's 50%.
Hold on a second. Did you see him calling Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Nader.
Jimmy Nader.
A good way to mention your friend's name on this show.
Jimmy Kimmel.
We're now trying Evelyn Nader.
Uh-huh. Did you think it was the other friend that I have? You mean Jimmy Cover?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, no, Jimmy Kimmel, isn't he the guy from NFL Today?
Yeah, he's going to be on the show Friday, as a matter of fact.
Jimmy Cover's my friend that looks like the soap opera star.
That's who I thought you were trying to work in.
No, not at all.
No. Jimmy Kimmel from Fox NFL Sunday will be on the show Friday.
Right.
Friday.
Hi, Jimmy Cover, if you're listening right now. Maybe you'll like it.
Trying a Bednader. Guy's first name is A-B-E-D.
Abednader.
Abednader.
Is that anything like a bedwetter?
He is in Arkansas.
Very good.
None of the Naders seem to be at home, man.
No, it's my theory. Once again, America is not at home.
Hello, yes. Is this the Nader residence?
Yes.
Hello, this is CBS News. We're on the air right now, live, CBS News Radio.
Yes.
Do you mind going on the air with us for a quick exit poll?
Sure.
We're wondering who you voted for today.
Bush.
Bush. Thank you. Can we also ask what you enjoyed for lunch today?
Excuse me?
What did you enjoy for lunch today?
Chicken.
Oh, chicken. What chicken. Form of chicken? Was it baked, fried?
Fried.
Fried chicken. Very good.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. Your man's catching up already.
There you go. Okay, only two behind.
And a nice fried chicken dinner.
Quick break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excellent round.
Top notch.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm having a little party at the yacht club this Sunday. I'm christening my new sloop. What are you doing this Sunday?
No plans?
Wait, how'd you like to mow my lawn?
Huh?
I figure a college-bound fellow could use a few extra dollars, huh? And when you've finished,
Why don't you drop by the Yacht Club?
Just like 4 solid hours of prostate manipulation.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3, 4. We have our election show today. Tomorrow, it'll be a great day for me tomorrow. Even if I lose the election bet.
Yes.
I need to get that big mouth Charlie Stossel a pie in the face tomorrow.
Yeah, you nailed the Bagger Vance prediction.
Finally won a bet with Stossel. Pay that off tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have information about our Thanksgiving show that involves dinner and drinks, but mainly drinks, for Thanksgiving for your entire family.
Good.
With Mr. 40.
He'll be a wonderful Thanksgiving host.
And we also have a brand new edition of Strip Trivia coming at you very soon.
Yay. Good.
For our final bit of On the Street polling, we're going now to Lisa, who is at the NRA.
I feel good about your candidate with this polling. I really do.
We'll only take a couple from the NRA.
Well, I think it's important to get a balance, though, and I think we're getting a balance.
Hello.
Hi, baby. Are you at the NRA now?
Actually, I'm not at the NRA. I'm at a parking lot a couple buildings down. I was approached by an officer wearing a badge who asked who I was and what I was doing, and I said, I'm Lisa from CBS Radio. I shook his hand, said, I'm doing live interviews about the election for election coverage, and he said, well, you are on private property, and I'm now asking you to leave.
Gee, do you think they're a little paranoid over there?
So you've been kicked out of the NRA?
Yeah, we had to leave the property.
Yes, they have the guns.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the NRA cafe? Can you get in there?
No, we were told to leave the property.
All right, so you guys, are you driving right now?
We're sitting in a parking lot.
Sitting in a parking lot. Is there anybody around at all?
Let me get out.
Is there a supermarket nearby?
We're at a bank. There's a bank.
Is there
an... Oh, there's a lady. Hold on.
All right, see if you can ask her. Okay.
You just do a couple more quick interviews.
Ma'am? Excuse me. Hi, I'm Lisa from CBS Radio, and we're doing some exit interviews on the election. Can I ask you a couple quick questions? Yes. We're live on the air right now. Who did you support in today's election?
No thanks.
No thanks, she says. Okay,
no, she said no thank you. No,
well, she's doing her banking.
Right, do you see anybody else?
No.
All right, why don't you have your boyfriend take you to like 7-Eleven or something?
Why don't you pull your boyfriend?
You want me to pull my boyfriend?
Yeah, it won't be the first time
he
pulled his boyfriend.
He also asked the gentleman about getting information on joining the NRA, and he said, no, you'll have to leave. Come back tomorrow. Okay.
Really, not very friendly.
Can you roll down your window? Hi. can you turn your radio off for me, please? Who did you support in today's election?
Bush.
And do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with a yes on that one.
Yes, it'll affect polls, so people won't vote for Al Gore because he was arrested in 1976.
Is this Lisa's boyfriend?
Correct.
I believe so.
And
hey, Lisa.
Movies, do you prefer to see Bush or Gore?
Well, big fan of Bush.
Hey, Lisa.
Okay, now who, in your opinion, will win the fifth
Lisa?
Place?
Lisa?
Yeah.
Is this your boyfriend?
Yeah.
We have to change the questions now.
Okay.
Ask him how big his penis is.
How big is your penis?
I don't know. How big is it?
I'm asking you how big it is.
Ask him if he has a girlfriend who does everything.
All right.
He does all right. Do you have a girlfriend that does everything?
No, she won't do everything.
Really? What won't she do?
Here,
I'll
let you talk to him.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, what won't Lisa do?
There's a couple things she's not a big fan of doing.
Hey, Buzz, count his vote, though.
Okay, I have actually.
He's a Bushman.
Yes.
He's a Bushman. What won't Lisa do? Tell us one or two things she won't do.
Two things real quick off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Ed being one of them.
Oh. She won't do that?
Well, she will. It depends if I do a big favor for her, like drive her around all day doing interviews.
Okay, so she gives it to you as a reward.
Yeah.
And what else won't she do?
Don, you'll like this one. Not a big fan of the anal.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
That's my girl. Have you tapped that, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Come on now.
Okay. All right.
Gross. That's gross.
That's my baby. I love her.
This is my favorite polling question.
That's gross. Okay, will you put her back on, please?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
What did he have for lunch today? Yeah, what did he have for lunch? Ask him about Lisa.
Oh, okay. And what did you enjoy for lunch?
I actually had a croissant.
He had a croissant.
Croissant.
I like that. When is the last time you let him do you in the butt?
Never.
Never?
No, no, that's not what he said.
You told him that we did it in the butt?
Oh, I said you're not a big fan of
him. No, we never have.
All right, all good girl.
Don is very relieved.
Good girl.
Tap that.
All right, come
I
on.
Tap that ass. Oh, can I say that? Oops.
Yeah. Okay, come on back. Good job.
Okay, I'll be back.
Hey, Lisa, good
that's
job. Round of applause for Lisa. Incredible job for Lisa. You know, it would have been nice if we could have ended that with the NRA stuff.
Right. Exactly.
You know, they wouldn't let her in. All right, so we're going to have to do at least one more random call, okay, before we wind up our poll.
Very good.
We're going to go to our list of wacky names now from across America. We're going to be calling a woman named Wynette Bushman.
Where do we get these names?
Off some search engine on the internet.
Wynette. Where does Wynette live?
Where do you think?
Alabama?
Alabama? Yeah.
Okay.
Did you do a search just in Alabama, Rob?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
I don't know. I just put in the whole country, and they all came up Alabama.
Rob, that's not true. It's always Alabama with you. It's the place you say you always wanted to live.
Where my family comes from.
That's right.
Let me try the Bushman residence again. Hi. What, Charlie?
No, I was just going to say that the reason they're all in Alabama is alphabetically, that's the first state.
Right.
Oh, that's the first one that came up on the search.
Right.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. All right, let's try a guy from...
Smartass.
Try a guy from...
Dumbass.
Texas.
You get a bad look on his face, because that's the first thing.
Excuse me, we'll try a guy from Illinois.
He's a handful, Rob.
A guy named Dick Bush. See if we can find someone else to help us out.
That's the guy who was selling. All right, Dick Bush. Dick Bush here.
Probably sells insurance.
Yeah, I'd like to hook you up with a policy. Dick Bush.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Is this the Bush residence?
Yes.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm calling from CBS Radio.
Yes.
We're live on the air right now. I hope that's okay with you, CBS News.
Okay.
We're doing a quick exit poll. We're wondering if you wouldn't mind telling us who you voted for today for president.
I'll let you talk to the man of the house.
Okay, very good. Would that be Dick Bush?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is CBS Radio. We're wondering if you could tell us, CBS News, who you voted for today. We're doing an exit poll.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. You want to divulge all my secrets, huh?
Yeah, if you choose to, sir.
Okay. I vote for Gore.
Voted for Gore.
For Gore. Mm.
Crap. And can you tell us what you enjoyed for lunch today?
I'm enjoying a T-bone steak.
Ooh. Very nice. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bush.
Hey.
Thank you.
Bye.
So, that would be our first example of Bush voting for Gore.
You're right.
That's it. You gotta make at least a call to another Gore. See if we can get a Gore that votes for a Bush.
All right, let me try James Gorman.
Franks and Beans. Meets about the Frank.
James Gorman, that is not working.
Gorman.
Okay, Oregon.
There you go. That's a swing state, isn't it, Buzz?
Yes, it is. It's a crucial state.
Buzz knows where all the swing states.
That's officially called the Buzz State. Any state that is a swing state.
Yeah, Buzz
that's
State.
A Buzz State.
All the swing states I've been to.
That's the Buzz and Marcia State. And isn't it all effed up in Oregon that everybody did it by mail?
They've been finished voting for some time now, actually.
They actually say that's the way the whole country may vote someday.
Eventually.
Chris and Brenna, please leave a message.
No,
all right, hold on.
The machine.
Okay, I'm going to have to try Richard Head.
That is true, Richard. They said that this method of voting improves response, that more people vote.
They were expecting an 80%, pardon the expression, turnout for people voting by mail in Oregon.
Well, I'm feeling good about my guy right now. How many votes down, Buzz?
It's 12 for Gore and 10 for Bush right now, with 2 for Nader.
Christ, those Nader people are killing me today.
And Americans have been enjoying ham and cheese, fried chicken, croissants, and T-bones for lunch today.
What they've been enjoying for lunch today.
All right, I got no answer.
You want to see if we can call Andy Rice's office?
I don't need to pad it, Mike.
Okay.
I don't need to pad it. Now, all right, you know what? We'll make more calls
before the end of the show.
Very good.
I thought we'll make two more calls before the end of the show.
I think that would be fair.
Two more calls, and then that's it. We will correctly predict.
Yes, we will.
The winner of the presidential election. But right now,
our poll will have a margin of error, plus or minus 50%.
As we head into the final moments, keeping in mind that Lisa's actually done real polling at real polling places.
Right.
At Hooters. And she tried to at the NRA. Right now, Buzz, the score is?
The score is Gore 12, Bush 10, Nader 2.
All right. We'll wind it up before we get out of here. Now it's time for news and comments.
That's right.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That was Buzz.
He made it up.
And what's your lead tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, the first election results trickle in.
Oh, you'll have some real results?
Oh, actually, yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, I don't know if I can wait through a commercial break.
Yeah, you may want to wait.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Well, it's early. It doesn't mean anything yet. Kentucky and Indiana have already gone to Bush.
What was the? Do they have a percentage?
Let me see if I've got that information in front of me. No, they don't give that right now because it is so early in the results.
Yeah. Well, those are both supposed to be a solid Bush camp anyway.
Right. Two for me.
No surprise there.
No surprise there.
Two for me. I'll set you free. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned
for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
I want to be a winner.
Yes.
Because I don't want to go with Tom Gabbard to dinner. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Two of Carmi's minions, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Buzz, I have not gone to the page of Speewax yet.
Oh,
very good.
Do that.
Let me just see if we can find at least one or two more people so we can give you our winning choice very shortly.
Our winning prediction?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Plus or minus 50%.
And for everybody in California listening to us right now,
yeah.
Oh, you're screwed.
Yeah, don't even bother.
Because you're going to know the winner before 4 o'clock.
It's amazing.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this the Spiewak residence?
It most certainly is.
Hi, I'm calling from CBS News, CBS Radio. You're on the air right now. We'd like to ask you a polling question about today's election.
Oh, you can ask.
If you wouldn't mind telling us who you voted for?
You know what? I prefer not to.
Would you mind if we ask you what you enjoyed for lunch today?
Oh, I wouldn't mind that at all.
Okay, what did you enjoy for lunch?
Chicken soup.
Very good.
Wow. Very good.
Are you sure you don't want to tell us who you voted for?
You know what? I really don't.
All right. It would help us.
It would be able. We'd be able to wrap up our exit polling if you shared that with us.
You know what? If this were nameless, I would tell you. But I really don't.
Oh, that's right. Since we've identified you by name, yes.
Correct.
We understand, Mrs. Spiewak.
All right, thank you.
Ma'am, I'm a Spiewak.
Yeah?
You can tell me. We're probably related.
We do have a Spiewak who works here at CBS.
Yes, his name is Rob Spiewak, and he works here with us.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you this much, though.
Yeah. All right.
I really was battling about whom I should vote for right up until about 2 minutes before I voted.
Oh, my God.
We're undecided.
Wow. Now the suspense is killing us.
You got to tell us. Can you just tell us, Democratic or Republican?
You know what? As I said, I really don't care.
Ma'am, off the radio, off CBS News?
I'm on the radio.
Yeah, you are on the radio.
Off the radio, could you tell your namesake? Rob, please pick up the phone. I'm gonna take Mrs. Spiewak off the radio.
You're off the air.
Take her off the air.
On the hotline.
Very good.
Good Lady Spiewak.
Yes,
hello? You are off the radio. Yes, I promise you.
She's giving him a lengthy answer.
She's a typical Spiewak. I'll tell you that.
Right?
I'm trying to read his face.
Just for our tracking information.
His dreamy, oversized face.
He could F with either of us, because we don't know if she's saying to him...
He likes this power.
I do not want to tell them who I voted for.
Tell her she don't want a novel. Just give the pick.
Who'd she vote for?
Come on, ask. Say.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Goddamn.
So who did you end up voting for, ma'am? Okay, thank you. Yes.
Did she tell you?
Yeah, he did. Bush.
Bush?
Bush.
She doesn't consider herself Republican.
You don't consider yourself a Republican? I consider myself one. This is fun. We're a balanced CWAC.
So is that a Bush?
Yes.
That's
yes.
A Bush vote.
Okay, then let's do one more. Hang up on her.
Then count it.
You know what, ma'am? Good day to you. Thank you for voting.
Good day to you.
All right, I'm going to try one more. One
wow,
more
that was a long way to go. What state was that that we were calling?
Hold on.
That's the SPWAC. Was it Alabama?
Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. Hey. Oh, okay, no problem. How'd that get in?
Connecticut SPWAC. We're everywhere.
Now we're calling a Florida SPWAC.
Hello?
Hello, is this the SPWAC resident?
Yes.
Hi, ma'am. I'm calling from CBS Radio. You're on the radio right now with us.
Yes.
We're doing some exit polling tonight for CBS News. We wonder if you wouldn't mind telling us who you voted for president.
Gore.
Gore.
And would you mind telling us, what did you enjoy for lunch today?
spaghetti sauce.
Very good,
ma'am. All right, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
The deal is we would take two
yes.
final calls, and now...
We're ready to project our winner with the scientific poll.
This was goddamn scientific. It's not just scientific. Goddamn scientific.
And this is our poll has a margin of error, plus or minus 50%.
Buzz, the results, please.
Much to the surprise of pollsters, Al Gore wins with 13 votes. George Bush had 11. Ralph Nader got 2.
Okay.
There it is.
You've heard it.
You've heard it, ladies and gentlemen.
Al Gore is the winner.
What's the percentages, Rob?
One moment.
He's working out now on his calculator.
Rob's good at his calculator with his oversized face.
We've got 50% for Gore, 43% for Bush, and roughly 7% for Nader.
There you go.
All right.
All right, that's it.
It'll play out tonight, but if I go on this, I'm going to be having lunch with Tom Gavitt on Friday.
Yeah. And I will say, based on our margin of error of 50%, I think that there's a good chance I'll be having lunch with Tom Gavitt.
And remember, it really doesn't matter spit until the Electoral College meets.
And, you know, I snuck okay. over to Buzz's little cubicle during the break there. He is just chock full of information.
Oh, he's got lots of it there.
He's got lots of stuff.
Mike, we have another newsmaker on the phone, though.
Very good.
Hello.
Hey, God, hey, nice, how you going?
Calling at 6:30-ish.
Hi, Dennis.
Shocker.
Welcome
shocker.
To the news.
That's his time. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. I just want to let you know I'm going to the lab party tonight.
You remember Dennis got credentials
right.
because he's covering the elections for
KCJJ, your affiliate.
KCJJ, our Iowa station.
Hey, where is that, Dennis?
What the hell?
Way to go, Dennis. Way to go. Way to react to those difficult questions like
McLean
where you're going
Hilton.
Tonight. McLean Hill.
McLean Hill.
Yes.
All right, so you'll be calling KCJJ Radio tonight to give them election results?
Yeah, hour by hour. You know, they want me to call once an hour. So I'll be calling them and giving them the local results and all that stuff.
And Dennis, whenever you call our radio station in Iowa, don't forget, you got to mention that the official Don and Mike scientific poll shows Gore is the winner.
Does not the vote count?
Dennis, I wish it did.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Our poll is closed.
Okay.
I believe, Dennis, whatever your vote is, it would not affect the outcome, though.
No, God was still picking Tom Gavant.
I lost by 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, gotcha.
Who,
all right.
Just out of curiosity, who are you voting for?
I'm a Bush man.
You voted for Bush?
Yeah.
Shocker.
Because you still lose, Don. So.
I know, it still lose. Okay.
Okay.
Gotta go.
Have a good night, and I'll see you all later. Oh,
see
by the way.
What?
You can see me behind the highlights on my DennisLucy.com. The video, I'm going to have it.
All right.
They go to www.DennisMurphy.com. Now, with news of the day, here is Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, George W. Bush has won the first two states for which we have election results by 56% to 42%. He's won Indiana and Kentucky, which gives him 20 electoral votes. Of course, really, none of this means anything yet because it is so early, and Bush was expected to get those states.
Wait a minute. You said 56. Are you talking about, that was his winning margin in both states?
No, if you combine the states, the way that's what they've done here at the website I'm looking at. They've combined the two states, and between Indiana and Kentucky, George W. Bush has gotten 56% of the vote, while Al Gore has gotten 42%.
Okay. right.
That's how that works.
And how many of those Herman Munster electrode votes does he have?
Now Bush has 20 electoral votes, and
20.
Gore has zero. But again, it's early, and none of this really means anything yet.
And not a surprise, I guess, right?
No, no, because as I said, Bush was expected to take those two states.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, if you plan to watch the election returns tonight on TV, here's some tips, some things to look for.
But why will you? We've already told you who the winner is.
Yeah, there's no need.
Well, some people look at it as kind of a sporting event. And if you do look at it that way...
Not me. I'm watching movies.
Here's some tips from the New York Post and other sources. The first states closed their polls at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and a lot of the swing states are east of the Mississippi. So
Buzz, please refer to those as the Buzz and Marcia states.
The Buzz and Marcia swing states. So if you hear the anchorman giving results from those states early on in the evening, you may have a good idea who's winning. Now, if Bush doesn't win Indiana by 7 p.m., he's in trouble.
Wait a minute, hold on. I thought you just said that Bush won Indiana.
Well, then he's not in trouble. I'm listing the tips. These are things to
hold
look for.
Hold on a second. Didn't you just say Bush won Indiana and Kentucky?
Bush is not in trouble.
Right. So this means, from that Bush is not in trouble because he did, in fact, win Indiana.
Okay.
Florida could speak for the entire country. In that state and all the others, watch the Senate races for a clue as to which party has the stronghold on the presidency. Check the Ohio results at around 7:30. If you hear the anchorman talking about Ohio a lot... and how Republicans have never won the White House without winning Ohio, that would be bad news for George W. Bush. Also at 7:30, check the West Virginia results. A narrow victory for Bush there won't mean a lot, but a bigger margin of victory for Bush in West Virginia is very bad news for Al Gore. The results really start rolling in at around 8 this evening, if you're watching for that. Pay attention to what happens in Arkansas. That, too, could indicate how the entire election will go. In the 9 o'clock hour, check on New Mexico. At 10, look in on Iowa. Then at 11, look in on California, Washington State, and Oregon.
What time is the Bulls game on tonight?
And then go to bed, because with such a close race and so many absentee ballots, we may not know the outcome for days or weeks or, in a nightmare scenario, months.
No. Well, you know, based on what I know...
Ain't gonna happen.
Your percentage that you were talking about in Indiana and Kentucky is good for Bush. If that's what the percentage is, that means he's won the state, both states, handily, and that's, they're saying, if it was close...
Right.
That, you know, so that bodes very, very well for George W. Bush.
A good sign early on, but it is early.
Here's a guy who has an AOL poll. Hello there.
How you doing?
Hi.
Out of who gets your vote today, 613,466 total votes, 330,676, which is 53.9% for George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
238,678, which is 38.9% for Al Gore.
All right, thank you. But keep in mind, on AOL, you could, like, log on a billion different times under all your screen names.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I am.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing? I just wanted to let you guys know, a heads up, that we've had an escape at El Dorado Prison where Charlie gets his mail from.
Oh, are you calling from Wichita?
Yep.
There really has been an escape?
Yep, they had a guy who apparently got his hands on a guard uniform and got out. I don't know. I think he was muttering something about people giving in to movies or something. He was on his way to Virginia for some reason.
Listen, seriously, was there an escape from that prison?
Yeah, seriously, there was, yeah.
That's all right. Pretty funny, man.
Thank you, my friend.
El Dorado. They're getting out of El Dorado.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hi, this is Carl from Bakersfield.
Hi, Carl.
Hey, listen, I've been a member of the Electoral College twice. It's great fun.
But what
can
you do?
You got 3 weeks after the election, you can still change the election. All you got to do is get the members of the Electoral College to change their minds. They can vote for anybody they want.
Oh,
you
know, that's crap. Here's what I really think. I think we should really take all the members of the Electoral College and shoot them all.
Thank you very much.
And we should start with this guy.
Yeah.
And we should just do it the way the old-fashioned times used to do it, where you just... you put all the votes in a hat and you count them up.
Sure.
And whoever gets the most votes... wins. You do it just like the Academy Award.
Why, you're advocating anarchy, Mr. Geronimo.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Mr. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Yeah, hi, we're here.
Yeah, how you doing, Don? How are you? Listen, I want to ask you something about the Feds. How many times are you going to lose a bet?
What?
I said, how many more times are you going to lose the bet? Last year it was your hair. This year... you know, you had to sit on the toilet. What next?
Sir, I had, apparently you're not a regular listener, I had an incredible win streak.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, I'd like to point out that I have dyed my hair blonde.
Right.
And I lost that bet.
You had Dennis Murphy stay at your house.
That is true. Dennis Murphy stayed at my house. I lost that bet.
For an overnight stand, I've had plenty of wins. I'm coming back.
How's the kidney doing, by the way, Don?
My
you have one kidney left, right?
My kidney, yes. My kidney's doing great.
Okay, but
as a matter of fact, why don't you come down here and suck on my kidney? Okay?
Well, I love you, Don and Mike. I love your show. Yeah, I
love you too,
stuff.
You freak. Go back to whatever third world country you came from. Buzz.
Yes.
We got to do a break.
Okay.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
It doesn't smell like a cigar.
Ladies, step into their studio and talk to St. Peter. The Don and Mike Show.
Comments tonight brought to you by Best Buy. At Best Buy, you'll find the latest technology to help you have more fun with your time. Turn on the fun at Best Buy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, where are you? Scott.
Hi.
Hey, I got to tell you, man, you got to stop doing this. You are making us laugh our asses off out here. I work in a shop, and we haven't done jack since like 1 o'clock California time.
Oh, beautiful. Where are you calling from?
San Luis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo.
You guys have been on the air out here about 3 months, and I swear I didn't think anything would top the low-budget Jeff R.D. With Arnold that one day. I was laughing my ass off that day, but this tops it. You guys are the best.
Well, you know, thank you. That's nice of you. I'm glad simply to get a call from there, because that was one of the stations where we didn't know if they canceled us or not.
Oh, God, no. You better not. I'm going to riot.
99.7.
That's it.
KCAL.
KCAL.
Hot talk, hot sports. 99.7 FM, San Luis Obispo. All right,
guys,
thank you, my
guys
friend.
Are the best.
All right, see ya.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's
bye-bye.
Nice. That's nice from a newer affiliate.
And now, once again, here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. We need to understand the importance of these absentee ballots I keep mentioning. They represent millions of votes in states considered too close to call. Washington State alone handed out 1.5...
Millions and millions.
Well, 1.5 million absentee ballots in Washington State, and that state expects to keep counting them until November 22nd. That state carries 11 electoral votes, and those absentee ballots account for just over half of the votes cast in that state. 3.25 million absentee ballots were issued in California, which has 54 electoral votes. Those absentee ballots in California represent 1 out of every 4 votes cast there. And in many states, absentee ballots are still counted by hand.
I wanted to do mine like that.
You could. You could.
I know I did. I wanted to because I thought it was cool because I've seen on TV like Steven Spielberg and Alec Baldwin. Mm-hmm. They've all been interviewed. Where are you going to vote? And they've all said, I did an absentee ballot.
Right. I still like pulling the lever.
That's how I voted in 92 because I was in college and I couldn't make it up here. So
I thought it would be cool, but as it turns out, it was too late. I mean, by the time I figured out I wanted the absentee ballot, I was going to the booth anyway.
I like pulling that lever.
Yeah.
I love closing that curtain.
Ours are electronic. We don't get to close the curtain.
Oh, you know?
Yeah,
just and then you hit the green button, and then
hey, you know where I live. Where I'm the guy, I don't put like a little thing into a box.
Hooterville. They got your booth right next to the butter churning, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Which is next to the sheriff, mayor, and judge's office.
The girls outside cleaning the clothes on rocks near the mercantile.
Mike, here to vote, Mr. Drucker.
Yeah. All right, you hold on there.
How's Nellie Olson, Mike?
She's doing great. Great piece of ass.
You know what that was, right?
No.
That was a Little House on the Prairie reference.
Ah, very good. But you notice I had a funny repartee for it, even though I didn't know. Completely I always thought that was Merlin Olsen.
No, Nellie Olsen.
Nellie Olsen was really... Oh, so they actually had an actor named Olsen and a character named Olsen.
Yeah. On Little House on the Prairie,
Merlin
yes, they
Olsen
did.
Played Mr. Edwards.
Really?
Of course.
Yes,
yeah.
That's fantastic. And did you guys make love before or after you watched this?
During.
Both. Republicans have their website up and running again. The site was shut down by hackers early this morning and replaced by a page that urged visitors to vote for Gore. There was also a link to Gore's campaign website. The Republicans say it's another Democratic dirty trick. The Democrats say they had nothing to do with it. They say they have their own computer problems to worry about. Democrats say intruders tried to get into their system as well, shutting down their email. Their website, however, was back up today. The Republican site was still down until later this evening.
But scatlover.com remains on the net.
And apolitical, though.
Always open, but because of the heavy traffic on the Internet from today's election, it'll take you longer to get to scatlover.com.
What, Rob?
I'm sorry. I want to correct myself. Merlin Olsen played Mr. Garvey.
Mr. Garvey.
French played Mr. Edwards.
Oh, my God. You can bury me now.
Well, as Don mentioned yesterday, the most bizarre race in the country is in Missouri, where a dead man has a good chance of beating a living one in the race for governor.
Yeah, people are voting for a dead guy.
Yeah, and they say that if he wins, his wife will take his seat. That is correct. And I actually saw people on live television today holding signs, waving them around for the dead guy.
For the dead guy.
But Governor Mel Carnahan died in a plane crash last
month.
Carnahan.
Oh, okay. Carnahan.
No Z. He died too late to change the ballot, so his name is still on the ballot, and pollsters say he has a narrow lead in the polls. If the dead guy wins, the acting governor will appoint the widow, Carnahan, to serve out the term.
Why'd you buzz? You almost said the other name.
Yes, I did. The living candidate, Republican Senator John Ashcroft, made 6 campaign stops yesterday to try to avoid being beaten by a dead guy.
If I'm Ashcroft, I show up to him, I say, ladies and gentlemen, here's my platform. Look at this. I am breathing.
I am breathing.
That's all he'd have to do. He just breathes.
See what I just did? The other guy can't.
He's in a tough spot because he's trying to campaign without appearing to be insensitive.
That is a tough spot.
Yeah. There was a real political slugfest underway in Sherman, Texas. A candidate for county attorney and the brother of the incumbent reportedly duked it out of a sandwich shop yesterday. Wonder if it was a Schlotsky's.
Schlotsky!
The challenger claims the incumbent's brother punched him in the jaw and kneed him in the groin. It was apparently a dispute over a campaign brochure. Local police say they're still investigating.
Schlotsky!
And don't forget, voters in Alabama are deciding whether to end the state's ban on interracial marriage.
Oh, God. Well, I know that Rob Spiewak has some thoughts on that.
You have to go to his website, though.
Rob Spiewak!
The U.S. Supreme Court's already overturned the law, making it unenforceable.
Wow. And they're voting on
interracial marriage.
Rob says, vote no.
I want Proposition 12.
I want Proposition 12. Rob. Rob.
Rob.
Rob.
Rob.
Rob.
Vote no on
12.
Supreme Court's already overturned the law, making it unenforceable, but only this vote will take it off the books.
We didn't ask that question. We called the whole state of Alabama today.
Free Johnny Reb Hat with every no vote tonight for Rob Spiewak.
It's a symbolic thing for a state long associated with racial prejudice. Experts say, though, there's no guarantee Alabamans will vote to repeal.
Are you with ye?
Of course. Mars, hold on. We got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show
with this kind of dialogue. I'm sure everyone here loves the old game hot potato, but I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell you that I just pulled this potato right out of my big fat ass. Here, catch. Then the audience in unison shouts, hey now, Hank, go f*** yourself. I mean, the audience isn't even supposed to have one.
The guaranteed cure for honeymoon cystitis. The John and Mike Show.
Hey now, here's Buzz.
And there is other news. Jerry Seinfeld, for example, is a papa today.
And who is this baby? Who is the real father?
Entertainment Tonight says Seinfeld's wife, Jessica, has given birth to a baby girl, and they've named her Sasha. Sasha Seinfeld.
Sasha.
Sasha.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Sasha.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Sasha.
The daddy.
Sasha. Sasha. Mova.
I'm surprised he didn't. It's a CBS publicist's dream come true. The rumors that the site of Survivor 2 is haunted.
I don't believe in rumors. I don't believe in movie magazines. I don't read them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
They're all junk.
I mean, in this day and age, man.
You can't even get sick. Maybe they're right.
Talking.
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight.
Tonight.
The locals there in the Australian outback where the show's being filmed claim the area is haunted by the tortured souls of hundreds of aboriginals slaughtered by Europeans 100 years ago.
That's liable to cause a lot of fright.
Fright.
Fright. Fright night.
Maybe they're right.
Local cattlemen swear they've heard cries and screaming when they travel near that spot at night. In the first Survivor series, there was talk of a haunting since rainstorms seemed to precede every tribal council meeting and contestants' torches mysteriously blew out. Dr. Laura, this may be the answer.
Dr. Laura's moving...
Okay.
Moving to the graveyard shift on some of the biggest television stations owned by CBS.
Two? Inky stay. Okay.
You're very close, Mike. CBS owned and owned and operated stations in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, and other cities are moving the show to somewhere between 1 and 5 a.m.
Ooh, shitty.
Those stations had been running the show in late mornings or afternoons, but the ratings were poor, about a third of what Oprah gets.
Mm.
This represents six of Dr. Laura's top 10 markets making this overnight move.
Okay. Excuse me, I've got something in my throat.
It sounds nasty. Sounds hair, like hair.
Yeah.
Paramount distributes the show.
Airy, hey. Okay. Internet pictures.
Paramount distributes the show, and like CBS, is owned by Viacom. And by the way, in Philadelphia, Dr. Laura is on the UPN station at 4:30 in the morning.
That's a cherry slot.
Yeah.
That's a better... You know what?
What?
Larry Michaels' new show, his new boxing and girls in bikini show, has a better time slot than that.
Yes, it does.
Battle Box. No, it's not Battle Box.
Sylvania.
No, what's the name of Larry's new TV show?
I do.
Was it Thunder?
Thunderbox.
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 Thunderbox. Yeah, watch for it in your local listings.
The owners of many of America's movie theaters are promising to tighten their enforcement of the movie ratings. The National Association of Theater Owners promises to ban previews for R-rated films from the G and PG movies they show.
Theater Vision.
They say they'll show some previews for R-rated movies and PG-13 shows, depending on the nature of the R-rated movie. The movie industry took some flack from Congress earlier this year for marketing R-rated movies to kids. According to a government study, theaters were selling R-rated tickets to kids under the age of 17 nearly half the times the kids requested them.
All right, hold on, Buzzy.
Yeah.
I got some guy who says he's got results from Fox News. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike, how you doing?
Hi.
Bush has won Virginia and South Carolina, and Mike, for you, Gore has won Vermont.
All right, and it's still too close to call in Florida?
And they haven't said anything about Florida. They're still counting.
It's
no announcement yet.
It's early in the race, and Bush was expected to win both of those states.
Hello, Donna. Mike's show.
Hey, Don. Mike, Radio Gods. How's
Hi.
It going?
Hi. We're, doing, good, we're doing great.
From Wichita.
Good. Hi.
I want to ask you real quick, for all of us with writing candidates, how exactly do you spell SPEWAK?
SPEWAK.
And that's Rob with two B's.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Love the show.
If
hey,
elected,
love you in Wichita, Buzz.
Thank you.
If elected, I will serve.
What are you going to write Robbie in for?
Well, I'm thinking he would be a great write-in for president. What the hell?
Yeah.
Okay, go
sure.
Rob
Spiewak. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, hey, thanks, guys. Love you.
Hey.
Bye.
Hey.
Bye. Buzz, one more, please.
Let's make it this one. A San Francisco man is facing felony charges for biting his dog again. Stephen Mall has a Labrador mix. He's bitten the poor thing at least twice in the last 6 months as part of a training technique that is controversial, to say the least.
Controversial.
The second offense could land Stephen in prison for 6 years.
That's the owner.
For now, he's a free man.
Wow. You know, let me tell you that. I have read about this story.
Right.
I saw this guy. I saw the Dateline did a piece on it.
The thing I read is that the guy loves his dog.
Mm-hmm.
The dog jumps out of a car.
Right.
Almost gets hit by another car.
Runs across traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who owns the dog goes over, grabs him by the back of his neck,
mm-hmm.
And gives him a little bite to say,
right,
bad dog, don't do this again.
That's where the dog's mother would bite the dog.
Yes.
Right. That's a training technique, but it is controversial, and because this guy has been caught biting his dog more than once, he's now looking at 6 years in prison, possibly.
And you know what? This is San Francisco, right?
Absolutely.
Same
state, where they want dogs, they can't call them owners. You have to be guardians.
Yeah, right, please.
Well, for now...
Jesus.
For now, this guy is a free man. The dog has been locked up for its own protection.
Okay. Thank you, Buzz. You're back. No tapping touchstones right there. Time for a call 100. Prize package we've selected especially for you. Phone number 877-365-3636. He's the 100th caller right now.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
But someone told me that both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman. And Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
Come on! There's an element of meanness in them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Once again, our final results.
And our scientific poll today were?
Al Gore, 13. Bush, 11. Nader, 2.
According to us, plus or minus 50% margin of error.
Right.
Gore's the big wiener.
Oh. Right. We'll find out for sure tomorrow when we talk to Tom Gavin during our first break tomorrow.
Oh, my God. This is exciting. Turnout has been so big today that a judge in St. Louis has ordered the polls there be kept open until 10 p.m. tonight. And the hours for voting have also been extended in highly populated Broward County, Florida, which, of course, is one of the states that is crucial to both of the candidates.
Wow.
Now, in sports, the NFL has decided that Enos Williams' fumble return in Arizona's upset of the Redskins Sunday was 104 yards, which ties a league record. It was initially listed as 103, but after watching video from the game, the Cards' front office was so certain it should have been 104, the team owner and other executives were at Sun Devil Stadium yesterday morning with a tape measure.
And Norv said,
baseball says it's going back to balls and strikes as defined in its rule book. A major league official says he hopes the return of the high strike will bring the game back to the way it used to be played.
Hey, Mom. Fossil strike, Mom.
A high strike is back in baseball.
I swear to God. That was on the left corner, Mon.
Baseball welcomes back the high strike.
My brother could be an ump.
Baltimore Orioles owner Peter Angelo says he's not going to pay a lot to re-sign ace pitcher Mike Mussina. He draws the line somewhere under the $15 million it's expected Mussina will be offered by other clubs. But Angelo tells the Washington Post, and I quote, "We're not going to pay anyone $15 million a year to pitch every fifth day." Baseball great Ted Williams is resting in good condition after getting a pacemaker for his heart.
Oh, I tell you.
For the second straight year, the NBA has the most expensive tickets for team sports in North America. A recent survey shows the average NBA game ticket at $51.02. The first time a major league sports ticket has averaged over $50.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
Redskins tickets are the most expensive tickets in the league.
That may be, but that wouldn't be the league average, as I understand it. This would be the highest.
Oh, I got you. For
right.
The average.
Right.
Okay.
For the entire NBA in this case.
I don't know.
A federal appeals court has declined to reinstate Latrell Sprewell's $30 million lawsuit against the NBA for racial discrimination. And officials of Lance Armstrong's U.S. Postal Service cycling team are denying doping allegations. A prosecutor in Paris is investigating the team for possible use of banned drugs during last summer's Tour de France.
Hey, Mom. I can ride this bike so fast. And go ahead, throw the ball. That's a strike.
Baseball welcomes back the high strike. And finally, Paramount continues to stand behind Dr. Laura in the face of all kinds of opposition.
Okay.
Company's even gone so far as to shelve the syndicated rerun of Frasier, in which the radio hack is lampooned as Dr. Nora. And shelving that episode has angered the gay and lesbian alliance against defamation. Dr. Laura says she was offended by the episode because of the way it portrayed her mother.
Mother.
As an insane bag lady.
Uh-huh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. You're back.
No! All right, that's it. We got to go. No! I see no need for everybody to go home and watch the coverage.
No.
We've already told you.
Yeah, right. We did it. Our scientific poll.
It's going to be the Gore Man by one vote.
Big poll.
But just in case it turns out the other way. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're listening to tomorrow's episode when the Dinner with Tom winner will be decided.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Plus, tomorrow, Chuck Stossel will get a pie in the face, and we'll unveil our plans for our Thanksgiving show, where you can have dinner and drinks, but mainly drinks, for your entire family with Mr. Ford.
Excellent.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm trying to call 100. I suppose I'm way late.
Not sorry, you didn't get it. Thank
sorry
you,
about
though.
That.
That's it.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye. Positive attitude, took that well.
Got to be assertive. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am the 100th caller, Don.
There you go. Right, what's your name, my friend?
Greg from Stafford.
Greg, you won the WWF Survivor Series prize pack, courtesy of Comcast Cable, Cox Cable, WWF Survivor Series In Demand, Sunday, November 19th. Enjoy. Call Comcast or Cox Cable now to order this pay-per-view event.
Thank you.
And on Friday's episode, we'll be giving away a trip for two to Tampa Bay, Florida to see WWF Survivor Series.
And that is a good destination this time of year.
That is on Friday's episode. We got to go. See you tomorrow with a new one. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you
and
good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And Rob?
You cross-eyed queer. Please throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make it after all.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. There we go, right
in the south. Mijo, we will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bob Bush!
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.